news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump has declared this Liberation Day, the day he's announcing sweeping trade tariffs.
During a Rose Garden ceremony, the president will impose tariffs to match the duties that other countries charge on U.S. products.
We've been ripped off by every country in the world, friend and foe.
Ahead of this afternoon's announcement, financial markets have been jittery and many Americans have rushed to buy products they fear will rise in cost as a result of the import taxes. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Democrat Susan Crawford has won the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. The court keeps its liberal majority. The outcome could tip the balance of power in Congress, as Crawford has vowed to gerrymander congressional districts to favor Democrats. The Wisconsin contest shattered spending records, millions pouring in from across the country. Voter Jim Seeger says, that's too bad.
I think it's a shame that we have to spend this much money on especially on a judicial race. There's certainly a lot of money coming in from both sides, and I guess that's just the way our system works. I wish it didn't.
Also in Wisconsin, a ballot initiative requiring voter ID has been approved. Republicans have won two special congressional elections in Florida. Randy Fine takes the House seat that was held by Mike Waltz. Republican Jimmy Patronis won his race to replace Matt Gaetz in Congress. Forecasters warn of potentially deadly flash flooding and destructive tornadoes in the coming days. From a new round of storms, waves of thunderstorms are poised to strike parts of the Midwest as well as parts of the South later this week. Pneumonia has claimed the life of actor Val Kilmer. He was 65 years old. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are lower. The Dow futures are down 115 points. NASDAQ futures off 80. S&P futures 19 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Good hump day morning, folks. Wednesday morning, 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and, of course, with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
There's an early problem on the BW Parkway southbound. The wreck is near 197. We're backed up towards 198. The initial report about 10 minutes ago says we're blocking the left-hand lane. Two lanes, of course, only southbound through there. So a big delay already on the parkway trying to get down towards Powderville Road and maybe eventually down to the Capitol Beltway. Last 25 minutes or so, we had an incident on the Bay Bridge eastbound. It was in the left-hand lane. That's been cleared. All the backup is gone. The bridge westbound looks good, coming over from Sandy Point and eventually over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clouds will increase from this morning to the afternoon as the high heads to 59 with some gusty winds out of the southeast and windy tonight with scattered showers developing and a low near 50. It's going to be a warmer Thursday with showers, even a few rumbles of thunder as the high approaches 80, and still the chance for scattered showers into Friday with a high near 70. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now you're taking a look at 36 degrees in Pikesville, downtown Baltimore. It's 41 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott. It's 6:04, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. These headlines being brought to you by Vinny Steele for Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Jury selection is underway in the trial of Victor Martinez Hernandez, who was charged in the 2023 murder of Harford County mom of five, Rachel Morin. Yesterday, more than 120 potential jurors were questioned. The media and public were blocked from the proceedings because there was not enough space in the courtroom. Since media access to the jury selection process is protected by the Constitution, the judge allowed the courtroom doors to be opened so reporters could listen to the proceedings. An elderly man is dead after an apartment fire in Annapolis. Annapolis and Anne Arundel County firefighters called to the Claiborne Place Apartments on Hearn Road yesterday afternoon for the fire in a 10th floor unit. Once firefighters were in the apartment, they found 73-year-old unresponsive. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Officials say there was a sprinkler system in the apartment, and that kept the blaze from spreading to other units. Maryland's AG Anthony Brown has joined a coalition of attorneys general and governors in filing a lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services for terminating nearly $11 billion in public health grants. Brown says the grants ended with no warning or legally valid explanation, causing chaos for state health agencies that rely on the funds for urgent public health needs. And a Baltimore man has been sentenced to life in prison with all but 50 years suspended in the death of his fiancée's 6-year-old son. Brandon Wheatley pled guilty to first-degree child abuse, resulting in the death of a child under the age of 13, and first-degree child abuse. 6-year-old Brian Graham died after he was found unresponsive in a home on Green Spring Avenue last summer. He was taken to a hospital where he later died. It's 6:06 at WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3100. Your pick 4 8016. And next, it's Sign On Sports.
Homeowners, if you're thinking about selling your home, you're in luck. We've got Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, CEO and broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, in studio. Vinny, you were just telling me that now's a great time for home sellers to take action. Why is that?
Hey, Sean, a few things. Home values are up an average of 7.1% year over year, which means sellers can take advantage of high prices in a low inventory market. So if getting the most money is important, keep in mind that our sellers get an average of 3.1% more when compared with other agents in our market. So on a $400,000 home, that would mean an additional $12,400 right in your pocket.
That's really important because every dollar counts when you're selling.
That's why we will guarantee upfront and in writing to get you at least 100% of market value, or I'll pay you the difference.
So if you're on the fence about calling Vinny, the choice should be easy now. Call or text him today at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, Maryland made their first move yesterday to resurrect the basketball program, hiring two-time SEC Coach of the Year Buzz Williams to be their next head coach. This all in the wake of Kevin Willard's departure to Villanova. The former Texas A&M Aggie coach takes over a program without a sitting athletic director and no starters back from a year ago. Under Williams, Texas A&M has won at least 21 games in 4 consecutive years. He's taken teams to the NCAA tournament in 6 of the last 9 years, and he'll be introduced at a press conference in College Park this afternoon. On the ice last night in Boston, the Caps were on the power play late in the first. Ovi was on the hunt.
Carlson walks the line. They flood that far side. Carlson steps in looking for the deflection. Score!
Yes!
Alex Ovechkin! 4 tallies to hockey immortality.
Joe Beninati had the call on Monumental. The count is now up to 891 with 8 to play. Caps hold off the Bruins 4-3. They'll be in Carolina tonight. Coming up in 30 minutes, why Maryland wasn't a fool on April 1st. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowi and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowi. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or saferetirementsolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
We're not gonna take it. Hey!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, April 2nd, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
So you are, and I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up in this hour, the House Freedom Caucus in Maryland pushing back on Governor Moore's tax claims. And we'll take a look also. Newt Gingrich weighs in on the Hill on the judicial insurrection, the coup d'etat that is being attempted right now. Top story, though, for you, good news, bad news for the Republican Party on Election Day 2025. The GOP won those two Florida seats by 14, 15 points each, so fairly easily, even though they were outspent badly in both those races to fill the seat of Matt Gaetz and the seat of Michael Waltz. So that is great news, but you'd expect that to happen in the state of Florida. Because that's really the Democrats have, really, it's DeSantis and the Republicans pretty much own Florida right now, with the exception of Miami and Miami-Dade, And, of course, Orlando is a big Democrat stronghold, as is Tampa. But all in Wisconsin, once again, the Republicans have not paid attention to something that we've known about for a long, long time. They lose the Supreme Court seat. Susan Crawford, the one that let a sexual predator released early from jail and then allowed him to live across the street from the elementary school, because that's where he took up. She defeats the Trump-backed, Trump-supported, Trump-endorsed Brad Schimmel. Wasn't even close. Tell you the truth, it's by at least 6 or 7 points. I think they're still counting ballots. But once again, the Republicans get smoked. And this is what I can't understand. They have a 6-2 Republican majority in Wisconsin. How do you have a 6-2 majority and then you lose statewide races to the Democrats, like for governor? And like in this particular case, for a Supreme Court seat, I think I know the answer why, but people need to start looking at this objectively, analytically, like Elon Musk. And Musk is great. He brought money into the state, but he can't be the face of the campaign.
A question for you. 6-2 where? House?
House.
Okay, House. Wisconsin is the home of the progressive movement and La Follette.
Yeah, I get
and
that.
And so there's a very strong cultural bias there toward favoring progressive
movements.
And that
movements. Explains Madison, of course, Milwaukee, and maybe there are a few other jurisdictions. But still, you have a 6-2 Republican majority in
You'd
the
think
House.
They'd be able to carry
You'd
this.
You think they would be able to carry this, well, but here's the thing.
The Democrats held. They didn't gain. They held.
They held. They held the seat 4-3. But they've lost statewide races for governor, statewide races for this. And once again, I can tell you right now, Jay Valentine, Omega for America, with the quantum fractal technology, the real Wisconsin votes come in late. They have the mail-in ballots. And the ones that they track, and they, by the way, are 97% they vote for the lefties. These are ballots from ineligible locations that they've been publishing for 3 years. We've had Jay on repeatedly here on this program. The lefties had over 150,000 ineligible locations receiving ballots to work with in Wisconsin. Republicans all ignored them. Scott Pressler was there doing great work, but the RNC and Liz Harrington and even the vaunted Trump machine are ignoring the problem as it stares in the face. We'll talk about how we fix it in just a second.
Well, part of the problem is that nobody there got the Whitaker bump.
That's right.
I mean, that was a real issue. 613 right now. Talk Radio 680. WCBM, despite all the efforts Chuck Whitaker made in Wisconsin, went Democrat. That says something right there, Chuck.
No, they thought I was a little too cheesy.
Yes. Yeah. Well, okay.
And where did I get that?
Folks,
from hanging out here.
Folks, it's early, right? Give them time
Toby
to warm
Johnson.
Up.
Yeah.
These are practice rounds.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, the other day, I'm going to tell you how good this was the other day.
How good, Chuck?
I had 12 pars in a row the other
Wow.
day.
Wow.
Wow.
Not bad.
Is that what they're calling Bailey's on the rocks now?
Yes. Well, the only problem he had trouble with it was the clown mouth hole. I mean, he's already been scared.
Was going there.
Yeah, I know.
Bruce,
of course you know.
Button it up. In the meantime, I'll talk.
Okay, please do.
Thank you. Southbound BW Parkway, the wreck is still there near 197. They were crowding the left-hand lane. We saw another police car coming south into that area about 15 minutes ago. Backup might be back to Route 32. It was almost there, but it is backed up to at least 197. So, of course, the parkway, every ever since it was built, two lanes each way. So anything we get there, we sometimes will go down to half of a lane or so as you're going south. So that's the backup right now heading down to Powder Mill Road. Nothing really early on the Beltway at this point. Minor slowing and just starting to build now going into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, Weather Channel says it'll be cloudy today. Winds will increase overnight. 59 today, 50 for the low this evening. Scattered showers move in, and then it starts to warm up. Rain and possible thunderstorms tomorrow, high of 80. And right now it's 37 in Columbia, 35 in Owingsville. It's time for some one-liner news. Lady Gaga fans are upset over high ticket prices for her upcoming tour. Floor seats for the August concert in Madison Square Garden going for $6,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga said, look, have you seen the prices of groceries right now?
Really? You know?
Imagine now how much she has to pay for the meat dress.
Eggs, you know? Eggs
right
here.
Yeah, the meat dress itself is very expensive. Hooters has filed for bankruptcy protection, has vowed that the restaurant chain will be here to stay.
Yeah. Just, they're sagging a bit right now, that's all.
Yeah. How does Hooters lose money?
Very nice.
Yeah, really.
I mean, it seems
the original
like
owners, by the way, from Clearwater, said they're still in the game.
Yeah, seems like the biggest boobs at Hooters are the guys running the joint.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cast member Kenan Thompson made a joke that Morgan Wallen made an abrupt exit from the stage at the end of Saturday Night Live because he had to go to the potty. Apparently Morgan didn't hear him correctly. He invited him to the after party.
Yeah.
Not the potty.
Well, yeah, it's my potty, and I'll cry if I want to.
Did you see what happened? They do this incredibly stupid thing. I've not watched SNL in years. But they stand around at the end over credits, and they all talk with each other.
Yeah. Congratulate each other.
Yeah. Exactly. On what a wonderful show they just did.
Well, Wallen got on his plane afterwards and posted, get me back to God's country.
Please.
Yeah, he wanted out of there badly. The View's Sarah Haynes explained yesterday that she's comfortable being naked around her children. Let's hope that Joy and Whoopi don't feel the same way.
That's why Rosie O'Donnell left the country.
That's why Joy Behar's kids never speak.
John Alidi, former Gambino crime family henchman, spent 14 years in prison for 6 murders and 37 shootings, has been appointed to the town council in Englishtown, New Jersey.
Not to be surprised.
That is a switch. Usually, you go into politics first, then go to jail.
Yes.
He's doing it opposite. Amazon is planning to cast the youngest actor ever to play James Bond. Apparently, he'd like his Sunny Delight, shaken, not stirred.
Yes.
But it is going to be a male.
So all right.
There was this. There was talk. It was going to
another Bond. I knew that 007 would continue, but I thought maybe they changed the name or something.
No, it'll be James Bond, 007.
All right.
The NFL's on the verge of outlawing the tush push, otherwise known as the brotherly shove.
Yeah.
And the Ravens do it. The Eagles do it. I think they're just going to rename it from the quarterback sneak to the quarterback goose.
Yeah.
Because
who is it? You were talking about it yesterday, a 475-pound player coming up, entering into the pro ranks eventually. Get behind that guy. You're pretty much bound to get a yard or two.
Yeah. That'll be a way to take him out, unless he's got a really low gravity.
Two.
Yeah, that's like a double-wide refrigerator.
Absolutely.
Sad news. Actor Val Kilmer has passed away at the age of 65 from pneumonia. He previously had battled throat cancer, had lost his voice, and inhibited his ability to act. He was in Maverick, the sequel to Top Gun, probably one of his most famous roles.
You can be my wingman anytime. You can be mine.
First one, I really rallied hard for him to make the movie.
You're everyone's problem.
And the kind of talent that he has, and you see that scene, it's very special. This is very special.
Now, people did not, when you think of Val Kilmer, a lot of people didn't think of, oh, this is a great actor, but he was a great actor.
A lot of different, very kinds of
very roles. My favorite
is Jim Morrison.
Well, just wait to hear that in just a second, but he played Doc Holliday in Tombstone. I can't picture anyone else but Val Kilmer as Doc Holliday in Tombstone.
That one scene where he's spinning his teacup around.
Great, great stuff. But here's the deal. You know, his Jim Morrison, did you know he actually sang all the songs?
I did not realize that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Here he is as Jim Morrison of The Doors.
Yeah, you know, the day destroy the night. Night divide the day. Try to run, try to hide. Break all truth other side. Break on through, break on through.
That's Val Kilmer actually singing all the songs in that film. Yeah, no, he did a really good job. That's tough to do.
Yeah.
And make you sound like, he does sound like Jim Morrison. And there were parts of that film where you actually thought Jim Morrison had come back from the dead.
It was eerie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, it was eerie.
Great that actor. He's gone to the age of 65. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day. WCBM.com and on our Facebook page as well as Rumble. Check it out. Brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the President and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America's the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Seriously, I just don't understand what the Republicans are thinking, even the Trump people. I know the president's busy. He's got a lot on his plate. But Susie Wiles, whoever is running the show there, along with Michael Wadley over the RNC. Lara Trump is out now. She's back in the media. But all of these people and look, it's a different... We have... The MAGA people show up. They show up to vote. It's the low-propensity voters now. These are crossover Democrats. These are independents, unaffiliateds, etc., that just aren't juiced when Trump isn't on the ballot. And this is why we're having trouble in off-year elections. We had trouble in the midterms when Trump wasn't on the ballot, remember? So remember the red tide that never materialized?
Yeah.
This is a new Republican Party now. This is a new Republican electorate. And unless we address the mail-in ballot problem, because the genie's out of the bottle, I don't think we're going to put it back. So, if we can't out-mail-in ballot the Democrats, what do you do? Well, you go and you challenge mail-in ballots that are coming from ineligible locations, just like Jay Valentine at Quantum Fractal Technology has been suggesting for years. And the millions, Elon Musk spent millions of dollars in Wisconsin in a loss. Mm-hmm. So we've tried it this way now repeatedly. Why not try something different? Why not spend whatever it takes to go and find and stop and challenge these ballots that are coming from ineligible locations, from ineligible voters? They passed voter ID in Wisconsin last night.
Very strange if you think about it. In the same set of elections, you elect a judge who says that as a judge, this to me is what I found. She wants to gerrymander two districts. That's what she wants to do as a judge.
Yeah.
She's been very open about this. You elect that person, but at the same time you say, we're going to make sure you prove you're a U.S. citizen before you vote. It's hello. Which person are you? Again, I'm confused. 6:23 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
Wasn't Jerry Mander on Beaver at the Beaver?
Yes.
Yes, he was. Yeah, Jerry Mander, yeah.
I know it's been around a while, but I thought that was his name.
It's going to be one of those shows, folks.
Thank you very much. 895 southbound. You're a little slow now, just before the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So the morning buildup begins there. 95 Fort McHenry Tunnel still clear. West Side Outer Loop. Yep, your morning buildup has already started. 795 through I-70, Route 40, and then better once we clear the bridge at Frederick Road. They're still working on the wreck. We still have a delay. BW Parkway southbound at 197 going into Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Well, the channel says cloudy today, and some wind may reappear this evening, and we might get some showers and thunderstorms overnight into tomorrow. 59 today. By tomorrow, it's going to be up to 80. Right now, 41 in Annapolis, 36 in Ellicott City. Let's go to Rick in Lutherville. Good morning, Rick.
Morning, Rick.
Oh, hi, Sean and Bruce. I'm in Parkville.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm in Parkville. I haven't called in a while.
Okay.
Well, good. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Great. Great show. Yeah, I want to mention a couple things. I'm sorry to hear about Val Kilmer. In fact, I really enjoyed the Doors movie. And
oh, yeah.
I talked to you, Bruce, before that I'm a musician. And he was outstanding.
Yes, he was.
He was, really, yeah.
I was listening to that CD that came out, their first one, ironically, earlier. I want to touch on the budget cuts.
In Maryland?
Just in general.
Okay.
Okay. I'm glad to see they cut Planned Parenthood because I heard horrific stories about them. But what I don't get is I told people, of course, I voted for Donald Trump. I'm so glad he's back in. The tariffs he's imposing, I think we just have to be patient on it, you know, on the whole.
Yeah, I think let it run its course, which we did in the first Trump administration when he was 45. So these, again, he's not imposing them. He's just reciprocating. As I think it's important to get the verbiage right here. These are countries that have imposed tariffs on our exports, on imports going into their countries, which has created a unbalanced, unfair trade situation. And now President Trump, beginning today, it's this afternoon at 4 o'clock at the Rose Garden, they will be announced.
I heard something other, and I'll let you go, that Canada has imposed like a 200-some percent tariff on us on goods that come in, like butter, butter, cheese, milk.
Right.
Meat,
their argument, we're a bigger nation, we have got more farmers, we've got more farmland, therefore we can produce goods, dairy goods that are good quality but at a cheaper price than what Canada can do. And so Canada then puts a tariff on our goods in there, and that creates the imbalance.
Sure. So I think we need to be a lot more self-reliant, too.
I agree, wholeheartedly.
We'll get back. We'll get back. We'll make it.
We will. We'll get through it. Okay. And thank you, Rick. Appreciate that. Israel's already dropped its tariffs on
zero,
the United
right?
States to zero. See, it does work. It does happen. But back to this election here in just a second. And when are we going to wake up, Bruce? When are we as a country, as a party, going to wake up and we're getting outspent? And thank God we held on to those two Florida seats, even badly being outspent in those seats. But in that Democrats specialize in these kinds of off-year special elections or the Supreme Court, which, you know, she gets in there, she's obviously going to be in favor of gerrymandering. They have the liberals have a 4-3 majority on the court, and they're going to neutralize the Republican advantage in Wisconsin. So it'll either be 4-4 now, or if they're really aggressive, and you know, look, there are a lot of rhinos in Wisconsin as well, a lot.
Yeah.
And that's part of the problem. That's why these state houses and some of these Supreme Court races are so tilted to the Democrats, because you've got simpatico uniparty types that are aiding and abetting them.
If you think about it historically, too, it's kind of curious, because the GOP was founded in around 1854 in Ripon, Wisconsin, in a little white schoolhouse there. It's one of the two towns that claimed to be the father of the Republican Party. Pretty sure that it actually was. And, of course, it didn't take them long, 6 years in order to win the presidency for the first time with Abraham Lincoln.
Who would think the same state would give birth to the Republican Party and to the progressives as well, or commies as we know them. 629 and Rescue Natural Supplements, they have a supplement called Orsine.
Yep.
Orsine was, again, developed by a good buddy of ours, Dr. Shapiro.
Yep, but spring is here, and don't let stiff or achy joints hold you back. Rescue Natural Supplements is proud to bring you Rescue Glyco Plus. Now, this incredible supplement is specially formulated to support joint comfort and flexibility with a powerful blend of green-lipped muscle complex and UC2 collagen. This unique combination helps maintain maintain healthy cartilage and promote smoother, more comfortable joint movement right now. Rescue Glyco Plus, our buy one, get one free for anybody with our exclusive WCBM code. Just use the code RELIEF, R-E-L-I-E-F, to double up your order. Again, that's RELIEF. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a knowledgeable rescue products consultant. You can also use the code online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Get back into action. And with less pain and more comfort, again, use the code RELIEF to buy one, get one free on Rescue Glyco Plus.
6:30. Up next, Newt Gingrich on the judicial insurrection. Time for latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Like Sean Pulverman has been sentenced to life in prison with all but 50 years suspended. And the death of his fiancée's six-year-old son, Brandon Wheatley, pled guilty to first-degree child abuse, resulting in the death of a child under 13 years and first-degree child abuse. Six-year-old Brian Graham died after he was found unresponsive in a home on Greenspring Avenue last summer. He was taken to a hospital where he later died. The ME ruled that the death was a homicide by blunt force trauma. This is a six-year-old child. The boy's mother, Jacelia Offer, was also charged in this case. Superintendent of Baltimore's County Public Schools may be in violation of her employment contract. A report from the Maryland Inspector General for Education began to investigate Rogers in December after allegations that she was working remotely at least once a week without the Board of Education's knowledge or approval. During the investigation, the IG learned that Rogers was not living in Baltimore County as required in her contract. According to the employment agreement, the superintendent must relocate to Baltimore County within 1 year of beginning employment. Dr. Rogers began as superintendent in July of 2023, but is reportedly living in Prince George's County. Maryland man wanted in connection with a Monday night shooting in Kent County, Delaware. 40-year-old Myrian Lindsay of Stevensville was allegedly involved in a verbal and physical altercation with the victim after forcefully entering a home in Hartley and then shooting him. The victim suffered serious injuries. Delaware State Police say Lindsay is one of the charges that include attempted first-degree murder, home invasion, burglary, and possession of a firearm and commission of a felony. 6:32, next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We've bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Pick 3 Lottery, 100. It's 100. And pick 4, 8016, 633. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
PW Parkway southbound is back in business. The wreck at 197 in that area, that's cleared now. So backup is mostly gone. There's a new wreck in Howard County, and it looks like road blockage now may be closed on 108, just kind of south and west of Route 32. So local traffic there, heads up for that. Not sure if it's a vehicle off the roadway, but there's some activity. That section of 108 is closed. Looking at some flashing lights here and a police car on the right side, northbound 895 at the toll plaza. So right now, looks like everybody's staying to the left side with two lanes there. Maybe the far right lane is open, but there's a brief delay on 895. Northbound, the normal delays at both the tunnels now on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clouds will increase from this morning to the afternoon as the high heads to 59 with some gusty winds out of the southeast and windy tonight with scattered showers developing and a low near 50. So it'll be a warmer Thursday with showers, even a few rumbles of thunder as the high approaches 80, and still the chance for scattered showers into Friday with a high near 70. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com UPS.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. More on Maryland's hiring of Buzz Williams as their new head coach. 18 seasons for Buzz. Four schools, he moves around. 13-20 win seasons. He's taken three schools to the NCAA tournament, but been to just one Elite Eight in his career. That was 12 years ago, and he hasn't gotten back there since. In fact, he's only returned to the Sweet 16 one time since. What Williams was is Maryland's best option to remain competitive in the short term. The coach could bring several players from his Texas A&M team that went to the Sweet 16, or actually went to the second round this year, and hiring him now allows the Terps to jump back into the transfer portal while it's still open and talent is still available. Meanwhile, ESPN's Scott Van Pelt let it out yesterday on his podcast, escorting Kevin Willard out the door to Philadelphia.
Of course, Kevin Willard can go to Villanova. Of course, you can go back to your Big East roots. Of course, if it's better for your family. We're savages, but we're not soulless savages. If it's better for your family, of course. But maybe you don't take a giant on the front steps of the house you've lived in for the last 3 years. You don't do damage to the university and program where you've been for 3 years.
Well said. Orioles with the day off yesterday, which gave them a moment to go into the MASH unit and count the casualties. Among them now, Colton Cowser and Albert Suarez, both injured in the same game, both on the IL, both out indefinitely. Manager Brandon Hyde says you got to roll with it.
Gives other guys opportunity. It's not going to be the last injury we have this season. We're going to have things pop up it's why you create depth and it gives other guys opportunities, but it's a blow.
Orioles and Red Sox tonight, good pitching matchup. Zach Eflin for Baltimore, the newly enriched with a $170 million contract, Garrett Crochet for the Bo Sox. Last night in baseball, the Dodgers continue to make a case for an MLB salary cap. 3-1 win over the Braves. L.A. becomes the first team since the 33 Yankees to start 7-0 after winning the World Series. Dodgers' payroll is over $330 million. It's the highest in the history of Major League Baseball. NFL news, owners decided on a bunch of things yesterday and left some on the table. Among the decisions, overtime now, both teams will have a shot with the ball, even if Team A scores a touchdown on the opening drive. Replay assist will be expanded, and camera technology will now be used for first down ball placement. However, they deferred on the tush-push. On the ice last night in Boston, Alex Ovechkin, his chase continued.
Carlson walks the line. They flood that far side. Carlson steps in, looking for the deflection. Score!
Yes!
Alex Ovechkin! Four tallies to hockey immortality!
Power play goal for the Grade A, Joe Beninati, with the call 4-3. The Caps hold off the Bruins. They'll be in Carolina tonight. The time now is 6:37. When we return, why April 1st was the day to hire Buzz.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
What's this idea you have here for NFL football overtime rules?
I think the overtime rules, I don't like it. It's like participation trophy time. Each person has to touch the ball. You know, I just let them duke it out, but no field goals can be attempted.
You've already duked it out for 60 minutes.
That's
a lot of dookie right there.
You know? I had no problem with sudden death. You know, it worked for decades.
Yeah.
But now, of course, all of a sudden it doesn't work because the games are too long.
Wait a minute. Is that a leather helmet up in your office there?
Yes, it is.
What are you talking about?
My idol was Bronco Nagurski. Okay?
Chicago Bear. The modern day, well, not the modern day, but the almost modern day Bronco Nagurski was Larry Zonka.
Yeah. Yeah, here's a throwback, no doubt.
Hey, let me tell you why April 1 was the day.
Listen up, Sandy, baby.
Yeah. Let me tell you, right. Well, no, that was John Riggins.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right.
Why April 1 was the day, April 1st yesterday, the buyout situation. Buzz Williams' buyout from Texas A&M decreased from $2 million to $1 million. And also, Maryland got a $2 million buyout from Kevin Willard on April 1.
Okay.
So $3 million helps pay for Buzz Williams coming to College Park.
Look, I saw him at Virginia Tech. I think he's a good coach. coach.
He is a good coach.
The question is he the one that's going to lead us to the promised land? We'll have to wait and see.
But no, he's not the one players. That's going to lead us to the promised land.
Well, it's, you know, so we're quickly to dismiss. Like, give him a chance.
See, I did. I gave him a chance.
You guys in the sports media.
I gave him a
you
chance.
Guys.
I got here at 5:30 a.m. It's 6:39. I gave him a chance.
All right, thanks, Gary.
Did you have a muffin?
21 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, we have a email here from Paz. He says, I just wanted to share this with you regarding the tariffs. He says, the intent of tariffs is righteous. However, the GOP will suffer if pocketbooks are poor because of it when it comes time to vote in the midterms. And the markets will likely respond favorably to reciprocal tariffs. But if Trump goes scorched earth, it could cripple a second term. Look, here's the deal. This loss in Wisconsin does two things. One, it accelerates the midterm election season.
Yes, it does.
Which is now.
It's on.
It's out. It's on right now. And two, it really heightens the focus on they've got to get his agenda through. And what's been going on this week with Ana Paulina Luna, some members of Congress, with Speaker Johnson, it's the GOP circular squad, firing squad. We'll talk about that a little bit later on.
Newt Gingrich yesterday gave testimony. Must have been kind of strange for Newt, the former Speaker of the House, to be giving testimony in front of a House committee. But he was there giving testimony, trying to give a historical perspective when asked, of course, about what the role of the judge has been at the circuit court or district court level historically. Because what's happening now is not what happened then.
I've been around long enough that I remember talking with Jefferson. And when I talked to Jefferson, he said, you know, you simply can't have an oligarchy. And if you allow judges to be the final determinants, you by definition have left the people behind and established an oligarchy. I really think if you look at Lincoln at Gettysburg, when he says government of the people, by the people, and for the people, he's not only referring to Southern slave owners, he's referring to the court. And he's saying, by definition, you cannot usurp the right of the elected officials.
Yeah, by the way, it's often thought that there was a misinterpretation of the emphasis in that one phrase, historically, that Lincoln said, of the people. Not of the people, but of the people, by the people, for the people. And that change of emphasis gives a different reading to that portion of the Gettysburg Address. Gingrich said that the founders thought that the House of Representatives would be the loudest voice in the federal government because they were the closest to the people.
The founding fathers thought the weakest of the three branches would be the judiciary, that it would always be cautious because it would always be subject to being overwhelmed by the executive and legislative together. And in fact, you all represent the branch the founding fathers most feared, because they assumed that the people elected by the people would have the greatest power.
Yeah, now, this is fascinating for me. Newt Gingrich, and this guy, he was a history teacher before he became a politician. He understands history. He studies history. He's written alternate histories. Some of them are very, very good, by the way. If you're a reader at all, check them out. But he noted historically, we're in the middle of what he calls the fifth great cycle.
If you have Jefferson, Jackson, Lincoln, FDR, and Trump, this is the fifth great cycle of a profound challenge to the existing order. And obviously, these kind of periods are very painful, and they're very dangerous, and you've got to work your way through them. And I think this is one of the examples. You have a group of people, well-meaning, I believe, but ideologically deeply convinced that they have the power to overrule the President of the United States.
You know,
and now the country has to make a decision.
Yeah.
Do we, in fact, have alternative presidents in the form of district judges or not?
Yeah, that's the choice.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking with constitutional attorney Dan Cox a little bit later on in the program in our 8 o'clock hour about that very thing.
6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long with the man who knows traffic like the back of his hand, which he spends hours examining every single day. Being kind of self-absorbed. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Because I have no one else to talk to.
I'm so sorry, Chuck.
That's why they put him behind a map.
Now, after they turn the map off and everything.
Southbound 95.
Poor, poor, pitiful him.
I know. It's a damn shame. Southbound 95 is slowing now. Both the tunnels now with about 10, maybe 15-minute delays building. But at least we're moving. 95 and 895. So far, so good. That's a road closure in Howard County. 108 is closed south of Route 32. We're assuming it's an accident. There may be some wires down. But that section of the roadway is shut down. Aberdeen, new minor wreck just came in. Route 22, the Aberdeen Thruway, that would be just to the east of I-95. Beltway on the west side, yep, that delay was already there. And I'm going to switch over here to Hartford Road on the northeast corner. There it is. And yeah, filling in, but the pace is still good between Bel Air Road and Providence Road. JFX, very good shape south of Ruxton Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast today, it's going to be 59 clouds with wind increasing overnight. 50 for the low this evening. Scattered showers move in tomorrow. Rain possible. Thunderstorms maybe with a high of 80. And right now it's 37 in Ellicott City and 37 in Baltimore City. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners, the name of Butterball Johnson.
We have the meat.
We do indeed.
We do.
You know, last night I was watching the Chuck Channel. If you've never seen it, it's an Epicurean delight. It really
is. Epicurean. Very nice.
The culinary skills of Chuck Whitaker are off the charts. He is today celebrating a very important sandwich day. Let's see if you can figure out which sandwich it is.
Today, indulge in an exquisite culinary masterpiece. Begin with artisanally aged nut puree, delicately spread across a golden brioche, harmonizing with a velvety reduction of sun-kissed Concord grapes. Each layer meticulously stacked for optimal flavor, delivering a symphony of sweet and savory notes, culminating in a nostalgic yet elevated and decadent experience. And the best part? It's peanut butter and jelly day. Celebrate with the sandwich that proves fine dining is just a pantry away.
Yeah, it is peanut butter and jelly
PBJ, man.
Day.
Wow.
PBJs, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's the fry. Ever had a fried PBJ?
No, I've not.
Oh, delicious. Yeah. Very good.
For me, one of the best things in the entire world is PBJ and a cup of coffee. Coffee tastes different after you've had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Is it just a PBJ or just peanut butter in general?
Just peanut butter in general, okay. Really. Yeah, wow. Just amazing.
Do you like the grape jelly or the strawberry jelly?
I like strawberry preserves.
Okay.
Sometimes apricot preserves. The tofu
I've
preserves.
Never had a peanut butter and apricot preserve sandwich.
Oh, wow.
Really?
You haven't lived.
Most people haven't.
Only those who...
Only Bruce.
Those who lift their pinkies at Starbucks.
No, only yes. Those, only I'm those going, who look in the
Chuck,
kitchen.
I'm going to the drive-thru for a latte.
Yes. No, only those who run out of grape jelly have had that.
Well, you know, all run out of bacon and cheese crazy yes. Pops. If you get a little Caesars, they have new pizza crust cups filled with a mozzarella and Munster cheese blend, cheddar cheese, applewood smoked bacon, and parmesan. You get four of the Caesar's bacon and cheese crazy puffs for just $3.99.
Mm. So
almost a dollar a puff. Papa John's offering a buy one, get one free deal on large pizzas for limited time at participating locations at Papa John's. And as we mentioned in the last half hour, restaurant chain Hooters of America filed for bankruptcy in Texas on Monday. They owe $376 million.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So they're going to sell all of their company-owned restaurants to a franchise group backed by the company's founders.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's how they're going to, you know, pull themselves out of bankruptcy, if you will. So there you have it. Hooters have been around a long time. When did they start, like I said, Chuck?
Guys in Clearwater started it.
Yeah. Do you know what year that was?
I'm assuming like mid-80s, early 80s.
Yeah. I thought they were around before the 80s.
I went there in the
80s. You mean you're assuming? You know when.
Yeah.
Weren't you given an honorary booth at Hooters in your area?
I was going to say they gave me a stool, but that's too much.
I'm glad you didn't say that.
Yes. Thanks.
Had you said that, we'd be embarrassed.
Right. Thanks for not mentioning it.
Yes.
All right. I got something else for you. Ready?
Oh, yeah.
No. No, thanks.
This is traffic related.
Oh, okay.
One of our listeners called right in the middle of a report, said there's a wreck on the outer loop near I-70, rear end accident in the left hand lane. Sorry. I kind of went together.
You really couldn't help yourself, could you?
I know. I'm sorry.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate right, that. You can join us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. More on the judicial insurrection.
Yeah, Newt Gingrich, it's fascinating to hear what he had to say. Also on the same panel with Newt was a guy from the Heritage Foundation who has spent an entire lifetime studying the Constitution and understanding the role of the different groups within the Constitution that are specified by the Constitution, both the federal judiciary, legislative, and the executive branch. A guy's name is Paul Larkin.
The law of equity was party specific. If if person one sued person two, the court would remedy whatever harm person one suffered. The court would not then go on and enter an injunction that tried to govern society.
And that's
that was not the role of the courts.
And that has completely changed with today's crop of the lower court judges. They've decided that they can have a ruling that applies not as the rule of equity and say you and I have a legal dispute, it's between us, and they decide between us what the result is, but they don't then say now let's decide for everybody else who might have a similar case.
Well, there's a legal maneuver for that. That's called a class action suit.
Yeah.
When you're involving a third party, not just when there's the law of record of equity. So when a third party's involved, then you get a class action suit together. That's what class action suits are for.
Yeah, and Larkin says that the Supreme Court has actually reinforced the law of equity, and this is something that apparently the lower courts are now ignoring.
The Supreme Court has even made that point more recently. They've said the responsibility to adjudicate a case or controversy is quite different from the responsibility to govern the society. It was not a component of equity in England or, as you put it, in the 1840s, 50s, or 60s. It happened only much later.
Now, personally, I think the president should actually observe and obey things that come down from the Supreme Court. We've gone through a very long right. history of establishing that. However, should a president, any president, or the nation be bound nationwide by what some judge in Topeka, Kansas has to say? Or should that only apply, in his judgment, to his particular area that he is the judge of? Maybe you're cool in Topeka, but maybe not in Florida, maybe not in Alaska.
Now, well, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, in one of these rulings in the last couple of years, did address that nationwide injunction function in his dissent. So it's on the record. Several justices are not fans of that kind of injunction. 651 coming up next. Maryland House Freedom Caucus members push back on Governor Moore's tax cut claims.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harper County.
6:53 Wednesday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so in the last couple of minutes, there's been an incident on the outer loop near the triple bridges at I-70, waiting for a state highway to turn that camera at Dogwood Road. And let's see if it's still there. It's moved a little better south of that area and actually moving a little better now, coming down from Windsor Mill Road. That's the good news. We're backed up all the way back to 795. So it's having an impact. And it looks like to me they're still looking at it. It may be crowding the left-hand lane. A lot of construction there as well. Route 108, Howard County, is closed with a wreck just south of Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says cloudy, 59 today, and wind increasing overnight, maybe rain and storms tomorrow. Getting warmer and a high of 80. Right now, 36 and partly cloudy in Edgewood. It is 38, cloudy skies in Severn. And as we now approach 5 days to sunny day, the end of the Maryland General Insane Asylum coming up on Monday. Yesterday, the Maryland State Senate passed their version of this massive tax increase budget. The budget overall increases, and the cuts, well, we're not quite sure where the cuts are, to tell you the truth. But, of course, over the weekend, it was Governor Moore going on CNN trying to burnish his presidential credentials on crowing about how what he's done for Maryland taxpayers.
We've actually just provided middle-class families a tax cut. That 94% of Maryland families are either going to get a tax cut or see no change in their taxes at all.
Not so fast, say the Republicans in the House Freedom Caucus. Here's Delegate Kathy Shalega.
No one believes that 94% of Marylanders are going to get a tax cut when there are more than $1 billion in new taxes proposed. So it's like mincing words. The income tax portion, people may see like a $40 tax cut for the year, but when you add all the other fees and taxes up that Marylanders will be paying, everyone's paying more.
Yeah, and this is what the Democrats are, the scheme that they're trying to pull the wool over your eyes. So this 94%, and we'll have to wait and see if that holds up under the light of scrutiny. But let's say that's true for just a second. That 94% of the people are going to get a tax cut. The average tax cut somewhere between $40 and $50.
Yes.
Okay. We did that so we could say we gave you a tax cut, but guess what? We give with the one hand, and we took it away. We take with the other. Here's Delegate Ryan DeRocky.
We have new taxes and fees on vehicle titling. We have new taxes and fees on vehicle emissions. We have new taxes and fees on vending machines. It's like 5 million registered cars in Maryland, for instance. Everyone is going to pay more in taxes under his plan.
All right, so looking at this from a generous perspective, we think that the Department of Legislative Services is saying that the average income or the average tax cut to Marylanders, the 94% they keep talking about, is going to be about $53 to $57 somewhere in that vicinity. Okay, that's it for the year. But the average, once you factor in all these fees, you know, by the time you pay for, you know, again, whether it's cannabis tax, sports gaming tax, whether it's the new capital gains tax, whether it's the tire tax, which is a $5 per tire fee that is now being put in place, et cetera. By the time you do that, the average is hundreds of dollars more in expenses that Marylanders are going to experience each and every year. So, in effect, really, the net result is you're going to be underwater for the year. Even with this very generous $50 tax cut that 94% of us are going to get.
Yeah. Well, I'm so looking forward to that tax cut. I figure that it's good for at least two lattes, if not more.
Yeah. Those are expensive lattes.
Yes.
I tell you that. But, you know, look, then there's the loss of some itemized deductions. There's the capital gains.
Oh, we're just so screwed. Honestly.
They really are. $1.67 billion. And what they did, hey, how about freezing the Maryland budget for a year? It went up $1 billion. The budget in the state of Maryland actually went up $1 billion. So tell me, how can you sit there with a straight face and say there are cuts in this budget when the overall budget increased by $1 billion?
Why couldn't, for example, Annapolis apply a variation of the one penny rule that was proposed in Washington, D.C. a handful of years ago? And that is that you take one penny off of every expenditure. That's just one penny. It doesn't sound like much because it isn't much. But on the aggregate, you do that, and son of a gun, you actually save money. You provide the same goods, the same services for one penny less. Yeah, you can do that.
Well, it's the same
That's
concept
doable.
That these apps that you get that you can download, that they round up. You know, when you pay a bill or when you have and that round up, those pennies go into a separate savings account, and before you know it, you've got significant money in a savings account that is gaining compounded interest.
right into the rainy day fund.
Right.
And then leave the rainy day fund where for when it's actually needed.
Well, it's raining. It's raining right now in Maryland, and that's why we needed it. Tim Kyle, and of course, known for a great electrical service, interior, exterior, lighting, landscaping, you name it, anything to do with electric. Tim Kyle's the one to call, but they've now branched out into heating and ventilation and air conditioning. And as we hit into spring now, and we are looking at warmer weather in the coming weeks and months, time to get that AC unit checked out, maintained, serviced, to make sure that it's operating properly and efficiently. There are two different concepts here. One, you want to make sure when you put it on cool that your AC is going to kick in and cool your house. But number two, that it's doing it in an efficient manner so it's not costing you an arm and a leg. And right now, with electric rates set to increase up in June again, and I think again next year we're going to get hit by BGE on these electric rates. It's time to make sure that your appliances, especially your heat pump or your forced air unit or your AC unit, make sure that it's operating efficiently. So call Tim, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or check him out at timkylecompany.com.
The border. A lot of people are not coming. I love this. I love this. I love it.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A liberal Democrat has won a state Supreme Court race with national implications. Susan Crawford defeated Republican Brad Schimmel in the Wisconsin Supreme Court contest, which captured nationwide attention and record-shattering donations.
President Trump, Elon Musk, and other Republicans lined up behind Schimmel. Billionaire megadonor George Soros and other Democrats backed Crawford. Her win keeps the state court under a 4-3 liberal majority. Schimmel is a former state attorney general and a supporter of President Trump.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart says Crawford has vowed to gerrymander congressional districts to favor the Democrats, which could tip the balance of power in Congress. Also in Wisconsin, voters have approved a voter ID law. In Florida, Republicans have won two special congressional elections. Randy Fine takes the House seat that was held by Mike Waltz. Republican Jimmy Patronis won his race to replace Matt Gaetz in Congress. President Trump set to announce a major new round of tariffs today. He may impose reciprocal tariffs that would match the duties that other countries charge on U.S. products that they import. Votes in the House will have to wait till next week. This after a handful of Republicans aligned with Democrats against allowing a vote on GOP legislation.
The Republicans sided with Democrats against a procedural rule that would have allowed debate and votes to proceed on two key GOP bills this week. One would have prevented district court judges from imposing nationwide injunctions. The other would require proof of citizenship for those wishing to vote. The mutiny comes after disagreement about a proposal to change the rules and allow members who are parents of newborns to vote remotely. Bob Agner reporting.
Israel's defense minister says its Gaza Strip military operation is expanding to seize large areas of the territory. Dow futures down 156 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What are you going to take the RV to the lake or clean out your closet?
RV wins!
Putting the dishes away or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Cleaning the fridge or taking a trip to the beach?
RV wins!
You might want to clean the fridge real quick because, you know, mold.
We clean out the fridge, then take the RV out.
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states and situations. So.
703, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
The Beltway West Side delay begins at 795, and we're still trying to get the camera turned towards I-70. There was a minor wreck in that area. It was in the left-hand lane on the outer loop right at I-70 Security Boulevard. After that, not a lot of traffic, so everybody's slowing and looking at it, even if they're on the shoulder, and we're backed up all the way back to 795. And now the inner loop is starting to slow. Same area. So we'll get an eyeball on that and let you know. We're up to about 25 minutes delays now going south into both the harbor tunnels. 95 back to Moravia Road. 895 is backed up right around Pulaski Highway. Road closure, Howard County with an accident. Maybe some wires down. 108 is closed just off the intersection at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clouds will increase from this morning to the afternoon as the high heads to 59 with some gusty winds out of the southeast. Then windy tonight with scattered showers developing and a low near 50. Should be a warmer Thursday with showers, even a few rumbles of thunder as the high approaches 80. And still the chance for scattered showers into Friday with a high near 70. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Redon Valley has 42 degrees, Glen Burnie 43. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maryland man is wanted in connection with a Monday night shooting in Kent County, Delaware. 40-year-old Myron Lindsay, that's M-Y-R-E-O-N, Myron Lindsay of Stevensville, was allegedly involved in a verbal and physical altercation with the victim after forcibly entering his home in Hartley and shooting him. Victim suffered serious injuries. Delaware State Police say Lindsay is now wanted on charges that include attempted first-degree murder, home invasion, burglary, and the possession of a firearm in commission of a felony. Jury selection underway in the trial of Victor Martinez Hernandez, charged with the 2023 murder of Harford County mom of five, Rachel Morin. On Tuesday, more than 120 potential jurors were questioned. The media and public were blocked from the proceedings because there was not enough space in the courtroom. Since media access to the jury selection process is protected by the Constitution, the judge allowed the courtroom doors to be open so reporters could listen to the proceedings. Officials are working to designate a space to accommodate the media. An elderly man is dead after an apartment fire in Annapolis. Annapolis and Anne Arundel County firefighters called to the Claiborne Place apartment, Hearn Road. That's yesterday afternoon for the fire in a 10th floor unit. Once firefighters were in the apartment, they found 73-year-old man unresponsive. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Officials say there was a sprinkler system in the apartment that kept the blaze from spreading to other units. So this 7:05 right now, lottery numbers, pick 3100 and your pick 48016. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855, the number 4, free LED. Call now, 855, the number 4, free LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, Maryland hoping Buzz Williams can return the buzz to Maryland basketball. The school hiring the former Texas A&M coach yesterday to be its next basketball coach. Introductory press conference today at noon in College Park. It's hard to remember now, but it was just over 2 weeks ago that Maryland basketball was the buzz of the country. Derek Queen's buzzer beater, and I'm from Baltimore, that's why. O's will take a shot at Garrett Crochet tonight as they face the Red Sox young left-hander in Game 2 of the series. Zach Eflin will make his second start tonight. Here was manager Brandon Hyde on Eflin after the opener he pitched in Toronto.
Just so consistent, and the composure and poise and the pitch-making ability to both sides of the plate. Not an easy lineup to pitch to, especially in the middle there.
Eflin now 6-2 overall since coming over from Tampa Bay at the deadline last year. Game time 6:35 tonight at Camden Yards. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell saying yesterday at the NFL owners' meetings in Palm Beach that the league will not be giving updates on the Justin Tucker investigation. Baltimore's kicker faces sexual misconduct allegations from more than a dozen massage therapists, but no charges have been filed. filed. And former Raven Terrell Suggs was sentenced in an Arizona court to 18 months of supervised probation yesterday on a disorderly conduct charge that allegedly occurred at a Starbucks drive-thru in Scottsdale in March of last year. Coming up in 30 minutes, the school that gave us Isaiah Likely is making college football history. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately. Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Liberation Day. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice of Maryland.
Such appropriate music. Nothing from nothing gets nothing.
Nothing. Billy Preston.
Yes.
Who played keyboards on The Beatles' Get Back.
Yeah.
Coming up in this hour, Jasmine Crockett's at it again.
Yeah.
She just won't. I think, you know, between Cory Booker, Jasmine Crockett, AOC, and Maxine Waters. Can you imagine being trapped in that room? The leftist
what a
media,
fun poker table that would be.
Leftist media Democrats are crying crocodile tears over a Maryland father who was deported because he was a member of MS-13. They kind of leave that out in all the stories. Top story, of course, is the border crossings now are at record lows.
Record lows. That brings us to this. Yeah, the folks at ICE, baby, are doing their jobs. Caroline Leavitt, the president's press secretary, took to the mic yesterday to let us know exactly how well things are going along our southern border.
Southwest border crossings in March fell to the lowest level in American history, down 94% from March of last year under President Biden, when 137,000 illegal aliens poured across our wide-open southern border. Thanks to President Trump's leadership, Border Patrol agents are now back to doing the jobs they signed up for, securing the border, rather than serving as travel agents for illegal aliens.
The lowest they have been in our history. That's how well things are going. Our Border Czar Tom Holman has put together a team that are doing what they have been trained to do instead of doing things like changing diapers of illegal aliens' kids when they come across the border or providing food runs or whatever else they have been doing under the Biden administration. Leavitt says, on the other side, not only are fewer and fewer people coming across the border illegally, but more and more illegals with violent histories are leaving the country forever.
Deportations of illegal aliens who threaten the safety of the American people are also continuing at a rapid pace. Over the weekend, the United States military transferred a group of 17 violent criminals from the Tren de Aragua and MS-13 terrorist organizations to El Salvador. And an illegal alien who was released by the Biden administration into our country was just arrested in Georgia and charged with the horrific killing of Camelia Williams, a mother of five and grandmother. The suspect has now been indicted on charges of malice murder, felony murder, aggravated assault, rape, aggravated sexual battery, and necrophilia.
Yeah, you heard that right. Necrophilia. In other words, he had sex with her after he had killed her. Okay, that is sick. That is truly, truly sick. One of the issues she took on yesterday, by the way, from the podium, was the questions that still swirl around Joe Biden's auto pen and the legality of those things that were signed by auto pen sometimes when Joe Biden wasn't even in the country.
whether or not the former president of the United States, who I think we can all finally agree was cognitively impaired, I know it took people some time to finally admit that, but we all know that to be true. But the president was raising the point that did the president even know about these pardons? Was his legal signature used without his consent or knowledge?
Yeah, and now, since the indications are that Joe Biden has lost even more of it, would he know? Could you trust him to say, oh, yes, I remember that? I authorized that? Where's the paper trail, if that's the case? Would you accept simply his word? Say, oh, yeah, that was okay. If he couldn't be cognizant enough to be put on trial, which was stated during his administration, why would we believe his words? Show me the paper trail that he okayed every single one of these auto pen things. That's all. 713, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, we finally got a look at this wreck. It's right where we thought it was, southbound on the outer loop, right before the bridge at I-70. No shoulder available there. It looks like three vehicles, maybe two. A couple of police cars behind it, and they're all banged up. So only the center and the right lane getting by. If you're coming on the ramp from Security Boulevard onto the Beltway, you're okay. You got a free roll there. It's just before that ramp. But everybody's backed up to 795, and even 795 now may get an impact there coming on to the outer loop. And the inner loop's kind of looking at it just a bit. So heads up for that if you're coming north from Route 40 West. The rest of the Beltway, some slowing now through Greenspring, the Parkfield side. Delays at both the tunnels now in the area, 20, 25 minutes as you're going south, both on 95 and 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says cloudy and 59. The winds will whip up a little bit later on this afternoon into this evening. And a low near 50. Some rain shower activity might start in overnight through tomorrow morning. But maybe even a thunderstorm as a warm front rolls through. And a high tomorrow of 80. It's cloudy and 41 in Stevensville, 37 in Parkville. Time for our Mega Movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
And today is actually Liberation Day. Today at 4 o'clock in the Rose Garden, President Trump and his cabinet will meet, and they will announce the reciprocal tariffs or secondary tariffs that he will impose reciprocate on those countries who impose these tariffs on us. For instance, a 39% tariff on American beef going to Japan. Canada levies at exceeding 200% on American dairy, and the country of India, 150% tariff on alcohol. So these are going to be reciprocal tariffs and secondary tariffs. Here's the president the other day talking about those tariffs.
We put secondary tariffs on, as you know, in Venezuela. And it's had a very strong impact on Venezuela. You know that every ship just got out and they left. A lot of them left. They dropped the hoses right into the ocean and they left. They didn't want to be there for a minute because they didn't want those tariffs to catch on, or they didn't want me to see them there. So the Venezuela secondary tariffs, all secondary tariffs are very strong because essentially it says if you disobey our orders, you cannot do business in the United States of America. And that's the cash cow.
Would that apply to Chinese companies buying Russian oil as well if you plan to go ahead with those?
So if in the case of Venezuela, as you know, China pulled up anchor and left. They were there. They had two ships there and they left. They left empty. They didn't want to take a chance. No, we're not playing games.
Yeah, not playing games. So you heard him. There are ships in Venezuela loading oil into the ships, and they dropped hoses when they were told that if you buy from Venezuela, you're going to get tariffed.
Yeah.
Same's coming for Russia, too. China's already got a 25% tariff on, of course, steel, aluminum, and things of that nature. And, of course, the big question is whether there'll be a 20% across-the-board tariff on imports from other countries. That was still being decided as of yesterday, so we don't know. Well, tune in at 4 o'clock. Israel, by the way, has removed all tariffs on American American products, just one of many countries now to get it. And this unbalanced, unfair playing field is going to stop. As to the Russia-Ukraine problem, President Trump not happy with Putin, who he says he's ticked off at, and Zelensky's not in his fan club either.
Zelensky, by the way, I see he's trying to back out of the rare earth deal, and if he does that, he's got some problems, big, big problems. We made a deal on rare earth, and now he's saying, well, you know, I want to renegotiate the deal. He wants to be a member of NATO. Well, he was never going to be a member of NATO. He understands that. So if he's looking to renegotiate the deal, he's got big problems.
Yeah, got big problems there. And again, both of them trying to push for as much leverage as they can before they eventually come to the peace table. And hopefully that will happen sooner rather than later. Elon Musk says he's identified one individual or one group that has stolen over 400,000 Social Security numbers and is selling them.
In fact, I believe someone is going to be arrested tomorrow. This is someone who actually stole 400,000 Social Security numbers and personal information from the Social Security database, and was selling Social Security numbers and all of identification information in order for people to basically steal money from Social Security.
Yeah, the ball's in AG Pam Bondi's court now. We'll see where she goes with it. Musk also said that he and Trump have identified the generals orchestrating the violent Tesla attacks, and they will be named shortly as well. Kid Rock invited Bill Maher to the White House for a conversation with President Trump just the other day and said that it went pretty well.
We came to dinner, me, Bill, Dana White, and and it could not have been better. Everyone was so surprised, so pleasant. The most shocking thing to me was, you know, Bill's obviously a very big liberal, been very hard on the president, but he's donated a lot of money to other politicians. You know, you've had Biden, Clinton, Obama, everybody. He had never been to the White House, and the president was so gracious. He took us up to the private residence. We saw the Gettysburg Address in the Lincoln bedroom, and I was like, you've never been here, Bill? And I was like, how about this, President Trump, you know, extending this olive branch, and we talked about things we had in common, you know, ending wokeness, you know, securing the border. You know, the president was asking him what he thought about policy, you know, going on with Iran and Israel and things. It was it blew my mind. It was right. I was you know, very, very proud.
Another reason why they are coming after Elon Musk is that he's announced he and his Doge team will be investigating how members of Congress have gotten so wealthy while only making $175,000 per year. When Nancy Pelosi became Speaker of the House, her net worth was $30 million. It's now $250 million. Okay, we'll be looking forward to that one.
Yeah.
That's how it went down, day 73 of the Golden Age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken, and we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours, and our golden age has just begun.
7:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you have no idea where to start. What do we do?
You know, I'd say join the club, really. You know, everybody faces this problem. You've been raising your family all these years. You've been working hard at your job to support your family and make sure everyone's happy and healthy and successful. And this really started to show up when my partner, Michael Connett, who's an estate planning attorney, we were doing a lot of tax returns, and we'd be seeing these opportunities and saying, hey, go talk to your financial advisor, go talk to your broker, ask him to do this for you. And then we just had this light bulb go off really that said, hey, it makes sense to bring all of this under one roof so that we're talking about estate planning, we're talking about taxes, we're talking about your investments, because everything works together. So for the next five callers that are truly serious about saving money on taxes and saving money in retirement, I want to encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. Now, as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Ryan and Mike want to help you protect your life savings. So call ProStatus Financial now at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040, and at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
723 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long with our traffic person man thing, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck outer loop before I-70 is now on the right shoulder south of I-70. Kind of figured once they got it moved out, that's normally where they go. So you still have flashing lights. They're still going to be looking at it, but now all three lanes are open. Damage has been done. We're backed up. It's not going to recover anytime soon. It's backed up to 795. Inner loop at Green Spring, Parkville side, normal stuff there. JFX has been okay. Both the tunnels, 20 to 25 minutes. The normal backups now approaching the area of the city-county line. At last check, all the lanes were moving. They're still working on the wreck. Police are directing traffic in Howard County. Local traffic heads up 108, still affected just south and west of Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
All right, Weather Channel says today it'll be cloudy with some wind whipping up a little bit on this afternoon into this evening. 59 tonight, 50 with rain moving into the area, and then rain possible with a thunderstorm maybe tomorrow and a high near 80. Right now, 38 and cloudy in the city. It is 35 in Reisterstown. Coming up after the 7:30 news, what the media and the Democrats aren't telling you about the, air quotes, Maryland man deported, an innocent father of three deported to El Salvador by mistake. We've got the facts. We have the details. We'll share those with you in just a moment.
Well, Tim Walz and Beto O'Rourke, you talk about conventional losers. These guys have decided to go on and do a road show. This is like when Bing Crosby used to do the, you know, on the road things. Well, you have Beto and you have Timmy out there doing a road show, talking to the folks, convincing them that they're just like the folks, but a little smarter. And in order to prove they're just like the folks, of course, what you have to do is you have to be profane when you don't really need to be at all. But what the heck, it's kind of a folksy kind of thing to do, right, Tim?
Why do we let them define rights? Take a $6 million check from one billionaire Christian nationalist donor, and you wonder why he has such a to privatize public education. I said this, and I thought it was the strongest pitch when we were trying to get votes at the end. I said, if for no other reason, vote for us so you don't have to see this guy on TV every day.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, seriously. What is wrong with you? Every single sentence, you have to drop some profanity into every single sentence. I guess that proves you're folksy, right? And that proves you're just one of the guys. You're hanging out. The back of the truck is down. You're sitting on the tailgate drinking a beer for breakfast. Yeah, you're just one of the guys who does that. Nobody I know does that. Nobody I know that does that. But why is he out there? Why is he out there? I've been listening very closely. Sean, have you heard any primal screams since November? I've not heard a single primal scream. Well, Tim Walz has.
I said I started doing these town halls because I heard the primal scream of Americans saying
it. Do something.
Yeah. Well, you heard the primal scream that apparently it's like a dog whistle. It was so high that normal people couldn't hear it. But he was able to, as was Beto.
We have to be there for them and for one another. And we have to resist the temptation to despair. There are going to be days when you say, "F*** it, I give up."
Again, every single sentence. Well, of course, that's because Beto is a real guy, a folksy guy. A guy with an adopted Hispanic name who's as far from being Hispanic as you could possibly imagine. That's reality for you, folks. And it makes you kind of wonder. I mean, what is going on here? They're like droids. They're like being instructed to go out and do something. They have a voice in their head that's compelling them. Just like when they were, you know, building that little magic mountain out of clay, and then they're all going there, boom, 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 boom. I mean, this could be it. Or it could be they're zombies.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life. It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Yeah, pretty much exactly like Democrats. Thank you, Bob Hope, for that. Coming up still on Talk Radio 680 WCB between now and the top of the hour. Well, I'll tell you, you have both Jasmine Crockett and a little pushback on Jasmine Crockett. The Prince George's County MS-13 guy, well, he's not just a dad. He does have a little extra stuff in his background. And at the top of the hour, constitutional law expert Dan Cox joins us right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And here's a real estate fact for you. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of the low inventory and the great rate they may have on their current home. Now, if this sounds like you, you should know you are not alone. Let me ask you this. If you were able to find your dream home and have an interest rate in the mid-fours, would you sell? In order to be in your dream home. If you said yes, listen up. Selling your Maryland or lower PA home is one of the biggest financial decisions you're going to ever make. Take it from me. Do not list your home until you have talked with Maryland's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, with your home sold guaranteed realty, and here's why. In today's real estate market, you have options as a home seller that were not available 20 years ago. And so if you're planning to sell, don't work with a guy who's going to sell your home or a woman who's going to sell your home as they did using the techniques of 20 years ago. Vinny Steele has applied technology to this industry in a way never seen before. Call him. Find out more. 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515 for Vinny Steele and your home sold realty.
Coming up next, leftist media and Democrats crocodile tears over an MS-13 gangbanger. But where are their tears for the victims? Time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Maryland AG Anthony Brown has joined a coalition of attorneys general and governors in filing a lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services for terminating nearly $11 billion in public health grants. Brown says the grants ended with no warning or legally valid explanation, causing chaos for state health agencies that rely on the funds for urgent public health needs. The state of Maryland stands to lose around $200 million if funding is not restored. Baltimore man has been sentenced to life in prison with all but 50 years suspended and the death of his fiancée's 6-year-old son. Brandon Weekly pled guilty to first-degree child abuse resulting in the death of a child under 13 years and first-degree child abuse. 6-year-old Brian Graham died after he was found unresponsive at a home on Greenspring Avenue last summer, and he was taken to a hospital where he later died. The ME ruled the death a homicide by blunt force trauma. The boy's mom, Jalizia Offer, was also charged in the case. Superintendent of Baltimore County Public Schools may be in violation of her employment agreement. The report from the Maryland Inspector General for Education began to investigate Rogers in December after allegations she was working remotely at least once a week from her home in Prince George's County. That's an issue. And a Maryland man now wanted in connection with a Monday night shooting in Kent County, Delaware. 40-year-old Myron Lindsay of Stevensville allegedly involved in a verbal and physical altercation with the victim after forcefully entering a home in Hartley and then shooting him. The victim suffered serious injuries. Delaware State Police say Lindsay is wanted on the charges that include attempted first-degree murder, home invasion, burglary, and possession of a firearm and commission of a felony. 7:32, next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland.
Maryland business owners, did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Lottery numbers, pick 3100, pick 4 8016, and now Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the morning backup has arrived now going to Annapolis. A typical delay, I-97 south at Route 32. It's better after the bridge at 178. That all that comes together right there at Route 32 and I-97 coming down from Benfield Boulevard. The ride on the Bay Bridge, looking at you live, westbound after Route 8. All is well, no issues at the Severn River Bridge. Beltway still slows. Yep, all the normal delays are in play. The wreck earlier, which was on the outer loop north of I-70, is now on the right shoulder south of I-70. So even with the lanes open, they're still kind of looking at that, and that's still a problem. Delays now at both the tunnels. 95 now is backed up just south of the bridge at Chesico Avenue. So that's more in the range now of a 45-minute delay going south. 895 is slowing right around Pulaski Highway from there into the Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clouds will increase from this morning to the afternoon as the high heads to 59 with some gusty winds out of the southeast and windy tonight with scattered showers developing and a low near 50. It's going to be a warmer Thursday with showers, even a few rumbles of thunder as the high approaches 80, and still the chance for scattered showers into Friday with a high near 70. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And a 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. Maryland needed to make a move quickly to fill its men's basketball head coaching vacancy, and that's what they did yesterday, opting for experience over Maryland roots and hiring 18-year coaching veteran Buzz Williams. 13-20 win seasons on Williams' resume, 11 NCAA tournament appearances, but just one Elite Eight in his career. The hope is Williams could bring some players from Texas A&M, because quite frankly, Maryland doesn't have many of them. Meanwhile, on his podcast, ESPN's Scott Van Pelt escorted Kevin Willard out the door.
Of course Kevin Willard can go to Villanova. Of course you can go back to your Big East roots. Of course, if it's better for your family. We're savages, but we're not soulless savages. If it's better for your family, of course. But maybe you don't take a giant on the front steps of the house you've lived in for the last 3 years. You don't do damage to the university and program where you've been for 3 years.
Of course, Van Pelt is a Maryland grad. Orioles back at it tonight at Camden Yards, take on the Red Sox in Game 2 of the series, and perhaps just one day away from the return of Gunnar Henderson, who's getting healthy in AAA.
Here's the payoff delivery, and it's hit to right, hit deep to right. That ball's way out of here. Question is, how far does it go? Wow. Gunnar Henderson just unloaded.
Guess it went pretty far. That one courtesy of Norfolk Tides Radio. Gunner with a couple of home runs in his short rehab stint. Next stop will be Camden Yards. Elsewhere in baseball, here's a weird one. Athletics bat boy Stuart Thalblum used a bat to take down a drone near the left field wall that appeared in the seventh inning of Monday night's game against the Cubs. No word on how the drone got there. Thalblum downed the drone with a bat. He hacked at it. No word on if it was a torpedo bat. Nothing's going to torpedo Alex Ovechkin's chances at hockey immortality as the chase continued last night at TD Garden in Boston.
That is a layup. What a passing play.
Help. Carlson walks the line. They flood that far side. Carlson steps in looking for the deflection. Score!
Yes!
Alex!
Alex Ovechkin! Four tallies to hockey immortality!
Joe Beninati had the call on Monumental. The count is now up to 891 with eight to play. Caps hold off the Bruins 4-3. They'll be in Carolina tonight. Time now is 7:37 when we return Coastal Carolina University making NCAA history.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Anybody know what the Coastal Carolina mascot is?
The Cavaliers or something like that.
It's close. Dolphins is actually not too bad either. Chanticleers.
Chanticleers.
The Coastal Carolina Chanticleers. Well, they're making NCAA course. History.
Of course. What the hell's a chandelier?
A chandelier. It's up in your ceiling.
Yes, exactly.
Why? How come you don't know that?
Well, I've just learned.
Anyway, you don't have them at your house?
I have no Chanticleers in my house.
Gotcha. No. Here's the history. By the way, they gave us Isaiah Likely. That was the school that he went to. They're making NCAA history. They're becoming the first football program to offer free concessions to anybody who comes to their football games.
Wow.
You don't have to pay.
How much? Oh, you don't have to pay the ticket?
Well, you got to pay for a ticket.
Okay.
And that's the catch, actually.
The catch.
So hold on one second. So no concession costs. You can go up four times. You can get hot dogs, popcorn, soda, nachos, pretzel, that kind of stuff. No alcoholic beverages. All free. You gotta register on an app. You know, you gotta click the app to do that.
Right.
Four times a game. Okay. The catch, however, is that tickets last year in the lower bowl were $200 for a. were $200 for a season ticket. Now it's $230 per. Now it's $230
for Coastal Carolina.
For Coastal Carolina.
Stay
so the
home.
Ticket prices have gone up, but the concessions are down.
I'll stay home and eat my food and watch it for free.
You don't want to go to Coastal Carolina to watch a game?
No, that's I'm okay with that. Thanks, Gary.
It is a cool idea, though.
Yeah.
Well, is the pricing point of all.
I gotta get Bruce a Chanticleer.
Yeah. I have one in my car, actually. I'm ready.
It's in the back seat?
No, I just have to mount it.
From the top.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. So the anatomy of a smear, you probably have heard. Here was the headline that recently was in the Baltimore Sun. ICE error draws ire after Maryland man deported to El Salvador prison. And then the other one, Congressman Eddie Harris. Maryland man deported by ICE error, probably a gang member. So it started with the Atlantic magazine. Boy, they've been in the news of late. And they started with this smear that the Trump administration had deported a father of three, Prince George's County man, who has a U.S. citizen wife. And they deported him to El Salvador. And here is Jamie Raskin calling out his colleagues, Republican colleagues, on Capitol Hill yesterday.
I call on my colleagues right now to call off the campaign to impeach federal judges for doing their jobs. I call on them to demand that the Trump administration comply with all judicial orders while appealing whichever ones they want to appeal, and to demand the return of people unlawfully taken to El Salvador on that so-called plane full of gangbangers.
Now, so the person he's talking about is Kilmar Abrego Garcia. And, again, Politico ran with it. John Favreau, the former Obama speechwriter, accused the Trump team of sending an innocent father to a torture dungeon. Politico then piled on, said that Garcia had not been a convicted member of MS-13. Well, J.D. Vance entered the picture, and he said, oh, no. My comment is that according to the court document you apparently did not read, he was a convicted MS-13 gangbanger with no legal right to be here. Here's White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
First of all, the error that you are referring to was a clerical error. It was an administrative error. The administration maintains the position that this individual who was deported to El Salvador and will not be returning to our country was a member of the brutal and vicious MS-13 gang. That is fact number one. Fact number two, we also have credible intelligence proving that this individual was involved in human trafficking. And fact number three, this individual was a member, actually a leader, of the brutal MS-13 gang, which this president has designated as a foreign terrorist organization. Fact number four is that foreign terrorists do not have legal protections in the United States of America anymore, and it is within the president's executive authority and power to deport these heinous individuals from American communities. It is a promise he campaigned on. It is a promise he is keeping, and every single person in this room should be grateful for that, considering especially MS-13 is very prevalent and prominent here in the District of Columbia, in Maryland, and in Virginia, and the president, the attorney general, everyone who has been involved in these operations is focused on eradicating these criminals and terrorists from our communities.
What the many Democrats and the leftist media and even some Republicans are not telling you is this man, this Prince George's County father of three, was indeed a convicted gangbanger, MS-13. A federal immigration judge had ruled there was sufficient evidence that he was indeed a member of MS-13. And in case you didn't know, MS-13 slogan, it's rape, control, torture. That is the slogan of MS-13. And Caroline Leavitt's right. Once you've been designated a foreign terrorist entity, as soon as you, if you're affiliated with MS-13 or Trinidad Aragua or anybody that is carries that designation, it supersedes any court ruling. Out you go.
Yeah, it seems to me this is one of the bigger arguments to be made toward illegals. You had better self-deport, because the consequence of not self-deporting are, guess what? A big cage.
Yeah, and that's where he went, and now it's out of our jurisdiction. Yep. And so all these crocodile tears being cried by Jamie Raskin, Glenn Ivey, and Democrats and the rest of them. This is, you know, again, they're all, it's like the judge, Boasberg.
He's the rabbi
He's more concerned about the criminals and the terrorists than the victims.
You hear this extra voice in
there? I know. I thought it was just in my head.
So we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News.
And then again, maybe not.
It's 410-WCBM 680. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes first.
Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I don't know what the problem is, but the JFX is slow now. Ruxton Road, looking at the camber, which is right at the city-county line, and it's becoming pretty slow there. The problem is we ain't got no camera other than speed cameras. You know what they are. Between Northern Parkway and the ramps downtown. That's it. So if you see it, if you're in that backup, you see something, let us know. Got to be a wreck, got to be a broken down vehicle near Northern Parkway. This is unusual. Normally we run along pretty smoothly through there, but we're backed up to Ruxton Road on the JFX southbound. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays. Parkville, interloop through Pikesville. The west side still hurting from the earlier wreck this morning south of I-70. Backups now at both tunnels. 895 may not be back to Moravia, but pretty close. 95 is backed up even beyond the city-county line and slowing. Coming down through Rosedale, 40-minute delays at least on 95 South. It's time for a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Change your oil, refresh your coolant system, rotate your tires. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says cloudy start to the day today, 59, and then some winds increase later on this evening and overnight. I'm bringing some rain, warm front moving through here, some rain, possible thunderstorms tomorrow, and a high of 80. And right now it's 37 and cloudy in Pikesville, 38 in Ellicott City. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Today we've got WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and a coffee mug, and our contestant is Jim in Northeast Pennsylvania. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, James.
Good morning.
You like to go first, second, third, or last?
May go last, please.
Okay.
All right.
Would you like Chuck to go right before you?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Just want to make sure. It doesn't matter.
Is it snowing where you are right now?
No, but it's 27.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's chilly, as they say.
It's 73 where I'm sitting.
Oh, shut up.
I'm inside looking out, but yeah.
I'm sorry.
Good luck to you.
Get a bus trip together. Come on down.
Good luck to you, Jim.
Okay.
Here are your story. Story number one, an aide to New Jersey Senator Cory Spartacus Booker, who was arrested at the Capitol with a loaded gun, the aide was, said that Booker's 17-hour floor speech was aided by drugs. Specifically, the aide is accusing Senator Booker of using crystal meth to get through the 17-hour floor speech. Story 2, a transgender woman arrested after she tried to use a woman's restroom in the Florida State Capitol building last month, according to the Tampa Bay Times. The incident could prove to be the first arrest under the state's laws that ban transgender folk from using the restroom and other facilities that aligned with their claimed gender identity. And story 3, PG County substitute teacher was paid more than $7 million in 2022. And it took the school system more than 2 months before they discovered their error. This was the latest legislative audit of the county school system. We've been calling for forensic audit of the entire education department for years here. But
so where is she living now, in Panama?
No, they apparently recouped the funds, recouped them. All right, is it story one? Was Spartacus on crystal meth during his floor speech? Story two, trans woman busted in the women's restroom in Florida. And story three, $7 million to a substitute teacher in Prince George's County. We'll start with Kristen.
Well, I definitely think number three is true. I have no problem thinking that there was a screw-up, I put that in quotes, in the payroll. So I think they just got caught. So that's true. I can see Florida being tough and sane in the bathroom thing and seeing true. I'm going to say number one. I mean, Booker is crazy, and he's got the crazy eyes, but I don't know if the aide would admit that. Anyway, say one.
Could be a natural one.
Crazy eyes.
Know. Crazy eyes. There's a song rolling those. Chuck.
I thought Bruce was Spartacus.
I am Spartacus.
That's what I heard. I'll go with one.
Hey, Chuck goes with one. Bruce?
I'm not sure. I think that he may be a meth man, but I'm not quite sure if that's true or not. Florida man, I tend to believe all stories about Florida men. $7 million and from Prince George's County to a substitute. I think that's fake news.
All right. Bruce goes for story number three. And Jim in Northeast PA.
I'm going to go with number one as well.
Jim goes for story number one. It's 3-1 on story number one. Story number two, trans woman arrested for using the women's restroom in Tallahassee? Yeah, Florida State Capitol. That's a true story.
Yeah.
So story number two is true. Story number one, the aide was indeed arrested with a loaded gun, but he did not claim that Cory Booker was using crystal meth to get through.
So he was not a method man then?
No, he was not a method actor.
Right.
Story one is our fake news story. Congratulations, Kristen, Chuck, and to Jim in Northeast PA.
Go ahead, Chuck.
All right, Jim, we'll put you on hold and tell you.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Would you like to gloat, Chuck?
I would just like to say...
Oh, I see. But that's not gloating.
No, that's not gloating. Okay. That's the Bronx cheer.
Right. That's him getting all those mistakes out early.
All that pent-up anger since last week.
Oh, I see.
Boy, it's been building significantly.
Last week was penthouse anger.
Yes, but in the meantime,
Okay,
there you go. All right, we'll see you in a couple, 7:50, 10 before the hour of 8 o'clock. And I'm going to tell you with the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Michael and his firm for over 40 years have been representing folks who have been seriously injured in serious vehicle accidents. You do need serious legal representation. Do not try to be your own attorney. You'll screw it up. You don't know the law. I know you're trying to save a few bucks and maybe you don't want the lawyer to get, the commission, but they do the work. They do the legwork. They know all of the, every ground of these cases. And so when a curveball does come, you want somebody with that kind of experience, that wisdom, that knowledge of the law, which Michael and Stephen and Rachel Alpert Friedman all have. It's one of the reasons why one of the top 10 personal injury law firms in the state year after year. They've helped me, my family, WCBM family, as well as our employees, our listeners, and all through the Mid-Atlantic region. So hopefully you will never, ever, ever need their services. But if you do, they're there for you at 410-363-6848. Toll free 1-800-782-7203 or online at maflaw.com. Coming up at the top of the hour, the former gubernatorial candidate and delegate Dan Cox joins us to talk about the judicial insurrection that is being mounted against President Trump and what are his plans for the future.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410 410-
866-1120.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot here with you from now till 9 o'clock this morning. Kim Plasek is off this week. Andrew Langer is sitting in. That comes up right after the 9 o'clock news here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up between now and then, Dan Cox with us for a couple of segments beginning of next hour. The Maryland State Senate has now come out with their very own budget, so we have a whole different way of being clubbed to death. You have a choice, being clubbed to death with a torpedo bat or being clubbed to death with a large stick. You end up kind of hurting in either way. And, of course, we have news from Stahl as well. Leslie Stahl, what a question. It's a 753 Talk Radio 680 WCBM traffic weather on the threes. Once again, Johnson.
The ongoing construction area, northbound 95, Hartford County. They work during Morning Drive. So what? You know, they block the right lane. Northbound at Route 24, exit 76, about a mile back up northbound. Whatever the problem was on the JFX at the city-county line, looks like it corrected itself, but it's still a slow recovery. Still backed up, but moving better at the city line, but still backed up a little bit slow there at Ruxton Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM weather channel forecast, cloudy and windy a little bit later on today, 59, and then we get some maybe shower activity overnight into tomorrow, possible thunderstorm and a high of 80. Right now, cloudy 42 in Annapolis, and it is 39 in the city. Just a note that our first ever Pint in Politics event is going to be held on April the 30th. It's at Michael's Cafe, which is York Road in Timonium.
Nice
great
place.
Great place, one of my favorite places. And I'll be out there, and from 5 to 7 p.m. It is on the 100th day of the Trump administration. So we're going to break it down, discuss how it's going 100 days in. I'll have a special guest with me, and I will announce that next week. I'll announce that special guest. And again, it's $20, and you get light hors d'oeuvres. You get a complimentary WCBM pint glass. It's really cool looking beer stein, beer glass. So we give one of those out, and that's from 5 to 7. And all we ask you to do is just tell us if you're coming or not. It's not a reservation. We're just trying to get an idea. You can go to WCBM.com and sign up on our webpage there. But look forward to seeing everybody on April the 30th.
And that brings us to this.
Oh, Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears. Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
Ah, yes. You know, you're my own personal clickbait when I find a song for you. Jasmine Crockett.
Yeah, that's
yes. Queen of the Liberal
Tears.
I'm
not even going to go there.
Jasmine Crockett. She yesterday was opining on the risk she feels when it comes to Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I don't worry about her doing anything physical. I mean, I dealt with murderers. Like, I need y'all to understand, like, where this comes from. Mm. Like, I've always had to have a very strong sense of self because of the types of people that I would have to deal with as a criminal defense attorney. You know, I think that I have a better gauge on who's a threat and who just talks. Marjorie likes to talk a lot.
Yeah, okay. She grew up in the hood, you know. No, she didn't. She went to what's called MICDS, which is Mary Institute Country Day School, which is a very tony, very expensive private school in the St. Louis suburbs. And then she went to a private Catholic girls' school. Then she went to the best universities and finally left St. Louis and moved on and somehow got a law degree And then she decided to work as a criminal defense attorney. But she's not exactly like, I hang with the prisoners, you know. I'm here with all those ex-cons learning those dirty words, and I have gang tattoos, and I knew the right signs. I mean, no. It's an edifice. She's a phony. She's a headline whore. That's all she is. Jasmine Crockett, yeah, queen of the liberal tears my butt. And then she warned, by the way, that if we actually limit the power of district court judges to rule over the entire nation, we're killing democracy.
The problem that we have right now is that if we continue down this road, then we will not have a rule of law, because we have people that are currently serving and they're saying things like, ignore the judge's order. What it means to have law and order in this country is that you follow the order and you go through the appeals process, even if you dislike what the judge did.
Yeah, okay, now, just that'd be great, except, of course, she's on record as being in favor of AOC's move to impeach Thomas and Alito. So,
and to pack the court.
Yeah, so, yeah, not exactly the law and order type she's portraying herself to be in that particular soundbite, but there you have it. Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
You know, she was a criminal defense attorney.
Yeah.
So
that's
where she said she picked up the lingo.
The lingo.
She had to speak their lingo in order to properly represent them.
But you know, if you listen to her,
it's not an intentional affectation to connect with any kind of Democrat voter or anything. But she had to know that lingo.
But you know what? If you listen to her speech pattern before she went into office and the day after she took office, yeah, there's a change there. She went from being a very highly educated young woman, some of the best schools, I just noted, to all of a sudden being, hey, just check me out, dude, I'm from the hood. How are you talking to me? You got to be talking. All right, whatever. Now, Congressman Nick Langworthy was asked yesterday about Jasmine and whether or not she should be disciplined for some of the stuff she says.
Reaction to Jasmine Crockett calling Governor Abbott Governor Hot Wheels?
It's absolutely a disgrace. I mean, the fact that she would talk about someone that's got a disability with such a callous, rude tone, she should be ashamed of herself and she should be censured.
Yeah, she should be ashamed of herself. She is not. She should be censured, as she will not be, because that's the world in which we live. Hey, I've got a question for you. Is your roof holding up? Or is it maybe trying to tell you something that's, you know what I mean, it's water spot or two on the ceiling, leaks around your chimney or skylights, or worse, mysterious drips when it rains? Now, that's trouble knocking, and that's why I trust Wallace Roofing. Third generation, family-owned company. They've been doing things the right way for over 90 years. No subcontractors, no shortcuts, just top-quality work on residential and commercial roofs. Steep or flat, metal, gutters, downspouts, skylights, you name it, they do it. And get this, they even do 0% financing. So if your roof is showing signs of wear, don't wait until the next big storm turns a small problem into a major disaster. Call Wallace Roofing today, 410-655-3700. That's Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. Please tell them I said to say hi. MHIC number is 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof.
Coming up next, Dan Cox.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is set to announce a new round of tariffs. White House correspondent Greg Clugston says we'll get the word later today.
The president has labeled today Liberation Day, and his spokesperson, Caroline Levitt, says the message is simple.
If you make your product in America, you will pay no tariffs.
A major concern, however, is that tariffs on imported goods, from fruits and vegetables to auto parts, will lead to higher prices for consumers.
House Speaker Mike Johnson urging Americans to trust the president's economic instincts on this.
We'll see what happens. I think it's going to go forward, and it may be rocky in the beginning, but I think that this will make sense for Americans and it will help all Americans.
The voters of Wisconsin have spoken. Their state's highest court will keep its liberal majority. Democrat Susan Crawford has won the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. The outcome could tip the balance of power in Congress, since Crawford has pledged to gerrymander congressional districts in favor of the Democrats. At the same time, a voter ID law has won approval in Wisconsin. In Florida, voters have elected two Republicans, Randy Fine Klein and Jimmy Patronis to Congress.
Fine for a seat vacated by Mike Waltz when he was tapped to become President Trump's national security advisor. Patronis to replace Matt Gaetz, who Trump chose for attorney general but withdrew amid allegations of sexual misconduct. The winds bolster Republicans' margin in the House. It's now 220 to 213.
Correspondent Ben Thomas. Rescue crews in earthquake-shattered Myanmar have pulled a 26-year-old man from the rubble alive almost 108 hours after the quake destroyed the building that he was working in. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a lower open later on. The Dow futures are down 196 points. NASDAQ futures off 146. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Progressive, we understand the bond you have with your boat. It's why people name theirs.
I named my boat Shore Don't. Get it? The other day when my friend said, "Hey, Larry, you want to head back in? It looks like it might rain." I said, "Shore Don't." I guess they didn't get it because they didn't laugh.
Whatever you call your boat, protect it by insuring it with Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Number one rating based on boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
Good morning, it's 8:03, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels still backed up right around the city-county line, 895 between Moravia Road, Pulaski Highway. It's moving very slowly from there. 95 in Rosedale, still backed up. Chesico Avenue Bridge through the city-county line all the way to the Fort McHenry Tunnel from the beginning point through the tunnel, 35, 40, 45 minutes possibly on the southbound side. JFX on the move. Once again, Ruxton Road now down through the city-county line and all your normal delays on the Beltway, Parkville side through Pikesville, 795 to Frederick Road on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clouds will increase from this morning to the afternoon as the high heads to 59 with some gusty winds out of the southeast and windy tonight with scattered showers developing and a low near 50. It's going to be a warmer Thursday with showers, even a few rumbles of thunder as the high approaches 80, and still the chance for scattered showers into Friday with a high near 70. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen 39 degrees. Ellicott City has 40 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Jury selection is underway in the trial of Victor Martinez Hernandez, who was charged in the 2023 murder of Harford County mom of five, Rachel Morin. On Tuesday, more than 120 potential jurors were questioned, and the media and public were blocked from the proceedings because there was not enough space in the courtroom. Since media access to the jury selection process is protected by the Constitution, the judge allowed the courtroom doors to be opened so the reporters could listen to the proceedings. Officials are working to designate a space to accommodate the media. Martinez Hernandez, a native of El Salvador, who was in the country illegally while he allegedly murdered Morin on the Mon Pot Trail in Bel Air. An elderly man is dead after an apartment fire in Annapolis. Annapolis and Anne Arundel County firefighters called to the Claiborne Place Apartments on Hearn Road yesterday afternoon for the fire in a 10th floor unit. Once firefighters were in the apartment, they found 73-year-old man unresponsive. He was then pronounced dead at the scene. Officials say there was a sprinkler system in the apartment, and that kept the blaze from spreading to other units. Maryland AG Anthony Brown has joined a coalition of attorneys general and governors in filing a lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services for terminating nearly $11 billion in public health grants. Brown says the grants ended with no warning or legally valid explanation, causing chaos for state health agencies that rely on the funds for urgent public health needs. And a Baltimore man has been sentenced to life in prison with all but 50 years suspended in the death of his fiancée's six-year-old son. Brandon Wheatley pled guilty to first-degree child abuse resulting in the death of a child under 13 and first-degree child abuse. Six-year-old Brian Graham died died after he was found unresponsive in a home on Green Spring Avenue last summer. He was taken to a hospital where he later died. The ME ruled the death a homicide by blunt force trauma. The boy's mom, Jalizia Offer, was also charged in the case. It's 8:06. Coming up next, WCBM Stein on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Maryland announcing Buzz Williams at noon today in College Park as their new head men's basketball coach, opting for experience over Maryland roots. Meanwhile, 24/7 Sports reporting that Maryland offered Kevin Willard significant increases in salary and program funding, but Willard had already made his decision and, in fact, had signed a letter of intent with Villanova weeks ago. Torpedo bats are all the rage in Major League Baseball these days, the Orioles included. Birds general manager Mike Elias on MLB Tonight asked if the torpedo bat had anything to do with Adley Rutschman's hot start.
Yeah, my understanding is he's had this at his disposal. Whether he's broken it out every single at-bat this season, I don't know. But I think we'll have more players using it, and I think you're going to see more players across the league using it if they feel comfortable.
Rutschman 6-for-21 in the early going, a couple of home runs. The Birds and Bo Sox tonight, 6:30 p.m. It'll be Zach Eflin on the hill taking on Garrett Crochet. And finally, Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson in the news. Lamar will host a weekend of races at Pimlico Racecourse this spring, as the league he invested in comes to town to kick off Preakness Week. It's called the National Thoroughbred League. We've talked about this on the air before. It's a team-based racing league that includes Jackson's team called the Maryland Colts. They'll run the Baltimore Cup on May 10th at Pimlico. The Baltimore Cup is the first of four events planned around the country. It'll also stop in Philly, St. Louis, and Nashville. Team owner and NBA Hall of Famer Julius Erving and country artist Tanya Tucker will also host events throughout the season. Coming up in 30 minutes, should NFL players compete in Olympic flag football? And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowy and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowy. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or Safe Retirement RetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number three here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, it looks like the Baltimore County school superintendent, didn't they actually live in Baltimore County? She signed her contract for employment. That's just a small little kind of a detail that kind of just missed her. Who knows?
Things happen.
DNCBS's Leslie Stahl proves once again she is a vile creature. And top story, we're scheduled to talk with Dan Cox, former gubernatorial candidate and delegate here in the state of Maryland, but we have had a miscommunication, or he's not able to join us. So we'll reach out to Dan and reschedule him in the near future. Top story in this hour, once again, the Senate, the Maryland Senate, the Insane Asylum, passed the budget plans Tuesday after 2 days of significant debate in the Senate.
We are in a needs crisis right now. We need to focus on what our needs are, not our wants.
No, we can't cut our way out of this, and we can't budget on a whim.
I don't like to raise taxes, but I think we are doing so responsibly.
Oh, you got to know that's a Democrat,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, really.
$1.67 billion is not responsibly. Senator J.B. Jennings says, whoa, this is way too fast.
We went too far too fast on this. That's the term that's been used because this tech tax didn't even have a hearing.
They didn't have a hearing. How do you not have a hearing on the tech tax? They still don't know who it applies to, who's going to pay it. It is, I'm telling you right now, they'll ram this thing through. They'll pass it. They'll say it's balanced. We know it's not. And then there's going to be a special session come this fall. Mm-hmm. There's going to have to be. Senator Bill Ferguson was asked a question by Mackenzie Frost over at Fox 45. What do you say to taxpayers who are getting ready to suffer or incur the largest tax increase in the history of Maryland?
For those who have to pay costs that are directly related, be it on a tire fee or an NDE permit or wherever there may be specific fees, we've been very intentional to try to allocate the cost towards things that are directly benefiting for those increased costs. It's not an across the board. I would say that in trying to modernize our tax code and make it more progressive, we are trying to be as limited in cost increases as possible while maintaining our social safety net in the midst of enormous uncertainty.
If that's limited, I can't imagine what would happen if it's Katie bar the door.
Yeah.
They increased the capital gains. This is in both bills, by the way. They increased capital gains tax to 2%. Increased cannabis tax from 9% to 12%. Increased the sports wagering tax to 20%. Implement the 3% data and IT service or tech tax. Implement the sales tax on precious metal coins and bullion over $1,000. There's a 6% sales tax on vending machine sales. Double certificate of titling fees, which we now know are going to pay for the red line to nowhere. Accelerate the phase-in of vehicle registration fee increases. Alter the definition of an historic vehicle to pre-1999 model. So that's just tip of the iceberg, folks. There's much, much more in this thing. We'll get to more of it in just a second.
813 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCVM traffic with on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, the guy, the man, the person, the specialist, Chuck Whitaker.
JFX slowing again, city county line. Problem is, and it's aggravating for us because we don't know really what's going on south of Northern Parkway because we can't see it. Only thing there, speed cameras. And we don't have access to that because if we did, well, never mind. But either way, we're slow again coming in from Ruxton Road. They may have been looking at her. It only takes a vehicle stopped on the shoulder southbound near the city county line, Northern Parkway, to back us up. So we backed up again. Now we're on the move again. But keep an eye out. Some brake lights every once in a while through there. The delays at both the harbor tunnels, they've been consistent for the last hour near the city county line on 95, just around Pulaski Highway, going into from there into the old harbor tunnel. City fire just rolled up. They have an alarm in a building downtown 900 block of Druid Hill Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast says it's going to be cloudy day today. Some wind heading our way. In fact, it's already windy in Ocean City. That'll be about 59 for the high today, 50 for the low tonight. Tomorrow, warm front moving through, rain, possible thunderstorm, and a high of 80. Right now, 47 and windy in Ocean City, cloudy 43 in Stevensville. Time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, this one's going to be a treat for you. Once again, let's head to the circus. Please enter the big top, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring because the clown car enters from the far left, comes to a full stop, and something has all of a sudden popped up in the culture, Sean, that I was completely unaware of, that is of a great concern to a number of Karens. Here's the first of two Karens who bears this now as the greatest concern she has. And again, I don't know the genesis of this, but I cannot deny her speaking her truth.
It's time to speak up. They're rolling back segregation. They are rolling back segregation. To be clear, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 is still in place and has not been disbanded. But we know what their goal is. There is always step one in a process, and we absolutely know what their goal is. This time, white people, we are the ones that are going to be on the front crossing that bridge. Do you hear me? We are the ones that are going to stand in the streets. Our black countrymen have done their time at the front of the lines, and it is our turn.
Yeah.
It is our turn to face the water hoses and to face the dogs and to face the tear gas, because we have let this happen.
Okay.
Not on my watch.
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt. Yeah, they're rolling back segregation. Didn't she really mean they're rolling back integration, by the way? But they're rolling back segregation. I'm not quite sure where this is coming from. I don't recall them saying, we're going to roll back segregation anytime real soon. But apparently, Karens across the country are now very concerned.
Let me walk into a business and see a whites-only sign. I'm white. I'm about as white as they get. Look at how pale I am, man. And I will use every ounce of that white privilege I've got to absolutely up their day.
Yeah, for all those stores that you walk into, and gosh, this has to happen 4 or 5 times a day to you, that have the whites-only signs there. What? If she walks into one of those stores, there's going to be a trouble of brewing. I have no idea where this is coming from. Truly, no idea at all. But this is on social media, Sean. Those are just two examples of the lunacy that's out there. Ladies, I hope you don't mind me gendering you in that fashion. Please get back into the clown car and get out of here, because that clown car is lefty loons only.
It is coming from liberal white guilt. That's what, and again,
what initiative is causing this?
It is not based in logic. It's not based in rational thought. It's all emotion. When we call them bleeding heart do-gooder liberals, that's, they wear their heart on their sleeve.
But based on what particular aspect of the Trump agenda is this? I mean, what has happened?
They don't have to have any specificity. I mean, they make it up. And like they do everything about President Trump and Elon Musk. They just fabricate nonsense to fit their worldview of, we got an example coming up, Leslie Stahl of liberal white guilt coming up in about 20 minutes or so. What do you hear this question of a hostage that Hamas was holding an Israeli man?
It's just, to me, I heard those sound bites a couple different sources, and I thought, what the hell is this? Well, I mean, is there a proposal that's come out somehow that they're reacting to? Nothing is ever referred to. It's simply, if I walk into one of those stores with a blanking whites-only sign, there's going to be a trouble brewing. I haven't seen a store with a whites-only sign in my lifetime, actually. I'm from the North originally.
I've seen them in books.
I've seen them in history books. Same thing with water fountains. There are no water fountains I've seen recently that say whites-only or colored-only. I don't see them. Well, that's not true. I was in the series Kennedy about the assassination of John Kennedy years ago, and I played a character getting off of a school bus, and that was
fiction.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Never mind then.
It was fiction depicting reality. Let's put it that way. All right, it's coming up on 8:19. By the way,
never mind.
The Senate. This budget bill includes a $5 per tire fee at purchase. So when you put a new set of tires on your car, it's going to cost you $20. Now, in addition to the sales tax that you're already paying. And you pay that tire removal fee, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're paying for getting new tires. You're paying for them to take the old tires off and remove them. And now you got to pay for the privilege
of having a tire.
Cars
will be sold tires optional in the future.
That's right. I got to find a way to put my car on, like, skis or something. That way I can avoid the tire tax.
Welcome to the upper Midwest.
Yeah. And, of course, over in the House, we have the sleep tax. More on that coming up in just a second. But first, joining us on our hotline this morning, Michael Friedman from the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman. Good morning, Counselor.
Good morning. Okay, class is in session. As of yesterday, I reminded you all that just because you read that a verdict was $30 million does not mean that the plaintiff gets $30 million, because there is a number one, there's a cap in pain and suffering in Maryland. More importantly, however, or I guess equally important, is whatever the insurance company's limit of policy is, what their policy limit is, because unless you're dealing with a defendant who's very, very wealthy, the most we can count on is what the insurance policy is. Now, this really comes into play in our normal course of work where we have a case that we think is easily worth $150,000 at trial, but the limit on the policy is $100,000. So we know that no matter what the verdict is, whether the verdict's $150,000, $200,000, what have you, the most we can get is $100,000. The insurance company knows this, and they offer us $80,000. Not because they think the case might not be worth $150,000, not because of anything other than strategically, the worst they can do is lose $20,000. What we have to decide, and what I have to decide with my client, is it worth it to go to court, wait a year to go to court, spend money on experts, and leave it up to the whim of a jury because you never can tell what a jury might do, and take the $80,000. It's very difficult when you've told your client, when they're completed treatment, that you believe their case is worth $150,000. Meaning, I think I can go to trial and get a jury to award $150,000. But the most we're going to get is $100,000. So do we want to take $80,000? This is a discussion that we have all the time, and it's very difficult. So, folks, when you hear about all these great verdicts that come down, that the jury awards all this money, just remember, there's a pain and suffering cap, and there's also a cap on insurance policy. So not all that you see is truth. So keep that in mind. If you need anything from us in the way of auto accidents, you know where we are, 410-363-6848. We have two offices, one in Owings Mills, one in Glen Burnie. We serve the whole Mid-Atlantic region. We know what we're doing, been doing it for a long time. And that's it for me for a while, Sean. I'm going to turn it back to Steve for next week.
All right, sounds good, Michael. We'll talk to Steve next week. Always a pleasure hearing from you. At the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. It's 823. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Turn your mic on.
What?
Turn your mic on.
What? What?
Turn it back off.
Okay.
There's another wreck on the outer loop at I-70. Haven't seen it yet because, once again, they have not turned the camera so we can see it. No traffic, hardly, south of I-70. The rest of the Beltway is backed up all the way back to 795 again. Second wreck, same area this morning. The inner loop is looking at it, so you're going to be slow as you're coming up from Route 40 West. Not much to that fire call. Downtown Druid Hill Avenue, 900 block. They're staging there, but it doesn't appear to be anything serious. Both the tunnels still backed up. Yes, City County Line, 895 around Pulaski Highway. 95 is still slow, well before Moravia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says cloudy, maybe some wind a little bit later on, 59. We got rain coming in overnight through tomorrow and possible thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of 80. Right now, cloudy, 40 in Columbia and 39 in Ellicott City.
Upman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Take 25 minutes after the hour coming up. Wait to hear the question that Leslie Stahl asked. A hostage that Hamas took on 10-7. It is just vile. and proves that there's something really wrong with her and CBS, I got to tell you. So we're talking about the Maryland General Insane Asylum, and we're getting closer and closer to this budget. Passed the House, passed the Senate, now goes to conference committee. So we're guaranteed to get screwed. It's just a matter of how we're going to, how bad it's going to be. And it's going to be at least $1.67 billion. I don't see any magical cuts coming from anywhere, except the only mystery left is, will it include the final budget, the tire tax, or will it include something that's being called the sleep tax? Here's Delegate Mark Fisher.
House Bill 858 is the mattress stewardship program, which is a new tax on mattresses. I mean, when you buy a mattress, you already pay a 6% sales tax, so this is just a new tax. And it's a tax that can continue to increase over time because the department will decide how much money it needs and it will tax accordingly. So far, we've seen from the governor of Maryland a cloud tax. Then Governor O'Malley had a rain tax, and now we have a sleep tax. I'm surprised there isn't a snoring surcharge. What else will you think of to tax? You're already taxing mattresses. You're already ruining the middle class. You're wrecking the middle class with electricity bills and high taxes. And here's another sneaky little tax, the sleep tax. The citizens are tired of this nonsense.
Indeed they are, but again, will they vote accordingly? I mean, the Sun Paper poll's got 90% disapproval. I mean, that's a tidal wave type of reaction. And but mind you, they really haven't done anything significant to stop or halt the blueprint for the future. We now know the titling tax is going to pay for the red line to nowhere. Nothing is going to be affecting the Climate Solutions Now Act of 2022. Why? Bill Ferguson is apparently tied to a green company. So you'll never see any cut to any kind of environmental issue because he's compromised. And then, of course, there's the new reparations commission that has been, looks like that's going to pass. And although not any money now, guarantee you that when this reparations commission meets in Maryland, they're going to come up with another way to separate our hard-earned money from us to pay reparations, of which none of us have actually ever owned slaves. Again, it's absurd. So Governor Moore was asked this at Pickles, I think at Pickles Pub the other day, before opening day at the Orioles game by Fox 45, and say, does your administration support reparations?
No, I mean, we're going to work with the General Assembly on a whole collection of different issues, and our focus is economic advancement.
That dodged it, as he does so well. He didn't answer the question, yay or nay. Just, mouth some new phrase, economic advancement, whatever the hell that means. So, again, we can't afford reparations. We can't afford anything they're passing now. And guarantee it. Like that, California did. Remember, California passed the reparations.
Yep.
In the billions and billions of dollars. But they never paid anything out because they're broke.
Yeah.
They're asking the feds to kick in more money. And hopefully the Trump administration will not do that.
But, of course, even beyond that, there is a legitimate question, and it's a real question, exactly which people get taxed, which people pay the reparations tax, that is, and which people receive reparations from that tax. I mean, how are we going to determine that? And to what percentages? After this amount of time, how does that work?
All good questions. Glyco Plus, if you're waking up, your little stiff joints, and you're maybe a little sore after working out or exercising, or you're having some muscle aches and pains, it's natural, especially as we age. Glyco Plus, it has got the UC2 collagen in there, which is a sort of glycomarine with the UC2 collagen. Glycomarine is on back order. That's how popular that is. Glyco Plus works just as well. It's worked for me. I had a knee injury back in my college football days, and my left knee is feeling great these days. It's not sore. Just really, Glyco Plus is what I attribute my fluid joints and not waking up stiff and achy all the time. Right now, you can buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code RELIEF, RELIEF, when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE or order yours at res-q.com. It's 8:30, time for news headlines. Once again, Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. A Baltimore man has been sentenced to life in prison with all but 50 years suspended in the death of his fiancée's six-year-old son. Brandon Weekly pled guilty to first-degree child abuse resulting in the death of a child under 13 years with first-degree child abuse as well as an additional charge. Six-year-old Brian Graham died after he was found unresponsive at a home on Greenspring Avenue last summer, and he was taken to a hospital where he later died. The medical examiner ruled the death a homicide by blunt force trauma. By the way, the girl's mother, Jalesia Offer, was also charged in that case. The superintendent of Baltimore County Public Schools may be in violation of her employment contract. A report from the Maryland Inspector General for Education began to investigate that Superintendent Rogers in December after allegations that she was working remotely at least once a week without the Board of Education's knowledge or approval. During that investigation, it turned out that Rogers was not just working once a week remotely, but she was wanting to work remotely from her home in Prince George's County, which is a violation of her contract. Maryland man wanted in connection with a Monday night shooting in Kent County, Delaware. A 40-year-old Myrian Lindsay of Stevensville allegedly involved in a verbal and physical altercation with the victim after forcefully entering a home in Hartley and then shooting him. The victim suffered serious injuries. Delaware State Police say Lindsay is wanted on charges that include attempted first-degree murder, home invasion burglary, and possession of a firearm and commission of a felony. Juror selection is underway in the trial of Victor Martinez Hernandez. He is charged with the 2023 murder of Harford County mom of five, Rachel Morin. On Tuesday, more than 120 potential jurors were questioned, with the media and public blocked from the proceedings because there wasn't no space in the courtroom. Since media to the jury selection process is protected by the Constitution, the judge had the courtroom doors opened so reporters could listen to the proceedings. It's 8:32 in 60 seconds. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey Baltimore, Kim Plasek here, and I've got a question for you. Is your roof holding up, or is it trying to tell you something? You know what I'm talking about. Water spots on the ceiling, leaks around your chimney or skylight, or worse, mysterious drips when it rains. That's trouble knocking. That's why I trust Wallace Roofing, a third-generation, family-owned company that's been doing things the right way for over 90 years. No subcontractors, no shortcuts, just top-quality work on residential and commercial roofs. Steep or flat, metal, gutters, downspouts, skylights, you name it, they do it. And get this, they even do 0% financing. So if your roof is showing signs of wear, don't wait until the next big storm turns a small problem into a major disaster. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. That's Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. Tell them Kim Plasek sent you. MHIC 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof.
Pick three lottery number was 100-100. Pick four, 8016. And now it's Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the issue on the Beltway is crowding the right lane. It's on the outer loop before you get to the ramp at Security Boulevard. State police are there. Probably at one point it was in the roadway. It's just at the end of the construction zone. So we're getting three lanes by right there. Just looked at the tail end of the backup. It's all the way back to Reisterstown Road, maybe back to Park Heights Avenue. So 795, you're coming onto the outer loop. Total gridlock until we get right here. And then it's a green flag from there, south of I-70, eventually down to Frederick Road. But for right now, from, let's just say, Park Heights Avenue, going through the ramp here at Security, 25 minutes, probably there on the outer loop. Stay to the center and the left as you're moving through. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clouds will increase from this morning to the afternoon as the high heads to 59 with some gusty winds out of the southeast and windy tonight with scattered showers developing and a low near 50. It's going to be a warmer Thursday with showers, even a few rumbles of thunder as the high approaches 80, and still the chance for scattered showers into Friday with a high near 70. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Need new blinds? At Blinds.com, we offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, we take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. Orioles and Red Sox tonight at 635 at Camden Yard. Zach Eflin trying to build on his season-opening performance in Toronto. And Red Sox lefty Garrett Crochet looking to justify that huge contract, $170 million he got just a couple days ago. Orioles with some early season injury concerns, but the cavalry could be on its way.
Here's the payoff delivery, and it's hit to right, hit deep to right. That ball's way out of here. Question is, how far does it go? Wow. Gunnar Henderson just unloaded.
Call courtesy of Tides TV. Couple of home runs for Gunnar. Down under. Maybe back tomorrow in an Oriole uniform. And by the way, tomorrow's game is a weekday day game, a 1:05 p.m. first pitch. Elsewhere in baseball, Dodgers became the first team since the 33 Yankees to go 7-0 after winning the World Series. 3-1 last night over the Braves. Atlanta now 0-6. Yankees lose last night. D-backs came back and beat them. 7-5 was the final. Press conference in College Park at noon today, Buzz Williams to be announced as head men's basketball coach. Next order of business, the Terps need players. A local college baseball note for you, Derek Paris hit a tie-breaking two-run shot in the eighth inning last night to help propel the visiting UMBC Retrievers to a 5-2 win at Maryland. It was UMBC's first win at Maryland in 20 years. What a night in the NBA last night. Nikola Jokic, a league-high 61 points in the Nuggets' loss to the Timberwolves. Steph Curry poured in 52 in a Warriors win over the Grizz. NHL last night, Ovi and the Caps were in Boston on the power play late in the first.
Carlson walks the line. They flood that far side. Carlson steps in looking for the deflection. Score!
Yes!
Alex Ovechkin! Four tallies to hockey immortality.
Joe Beninati had the call on Monumental. The count is up to 891. Four to go with eight to play. Caps hold off the Bruins 4-3. They'll be in Carolina tonight. The Stanford Cardinal are in the process of hiring former NFL head coach Frank Reich after firing head coach Troy Taylor last week. Reich, of course, is the author of the two greatest comebacks in college and pro football history. In these parts particularly, fans remember him as Maryland quarterback in 1984, leading the Terps back from down 31-0 to Miami, and the NFL's greatest playoff comeback ever, 1992, down 35-3 to Houston early in the third. The Buffalo Bills came back and won that one under Frank Reich. 41-38 was the final. The time now is 8:37 when we return. NFL players in the Olympics.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So it's a thing. Flag football in the Summer Olympics in Los Angeles in 2028. Still a few years away, obviously. The question is, should NFL players be allowed to participate in the flag football game?
No. Yes. First off, it's disruptive.
Even though baseball players play in the WBC.
You're looking at mini camps. You're looking at
summer.
Summer camp.
July.
And you're looking at that's when training camps open up and guys get ready. There is too much chance for injury. Even though it's a non-contact thing, you can still tweak. You can tear an ACL.
They can determine that, though. Let the players determine that.
So football is different than every other sport, Sean, right? Yeah. Baseball plays the WBC.
Well,
hockey plays the Four Nations.
Baseball actually plays baseball. Hockey actually plays hockey. This is not football.
Yeah.
Running around with a bunch of hankies on your hip. That ain't football, buddy.
Yeah. Here's John Harbaugh.
That's farming.
Here's John Harbaugh, real quick, was asked just what you just said about being in July, right, the summer camp and all that. Would he want Lamar or anybody to participate?
I didn't hear about that.
No.
I'm afraid I got a quarterback that'd probably be pretty good at it. So, I'm not big. No, I'm not that excited about that.
Not that excited about it. I don't blame him.
And we know why.
I actually happen to agree with you.
Okay, very good. That was a long way to get there, but we got it. It's 8:39. 21 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the morning drive.
Talk radio 680 WCBM. Well, the guy's name is Keith Siegel. He was held as a hostage by Hamas for quite some time. He said the treatment was brutal when the women were there. When the women left, the treatment got worse. He told this Leslie Stahl in an interview. And then she decided to show exactly either how insensitive she was in the entire situation or exactly where her personal biases lie, and I'll let you make that determination.
I saw sexual assault with female hostages. That the terrorists became very mean and very cruel and violent.
More so.
Much more so. They were beating me and starving me.
Do you think they starved you or they just didn't have food?
No, I think they starved me, and they would often eat in front of me and not offer me food.
You think they starved you, or maybe they were just hungry, too?
What a vile creature she is.
Wow.
Remember her disputing the laptop?
Yeah.
She was completely wrong on that. How does she still have a job? She's not a journalist.
Because the people who supervise her are okay with her biases, which means they have the same set of biases.
Well, then it's network-wide, then.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. That's the reason why I think Catherine Herridge no longer is at CBS, because of the incredible bias. We call it DNCBS. But that's just, even the fact that you could be politically biased, to go to that position, where does that question come from?
Yeah, there are other ways.
Hamas must not have had food because they were hungry, therefore they starved you.
Yeah, it's amazing.
These are the people that intentionally dislocated the legs of women to make it easier to rape them. Where's that question? Where's that approach from Leslie Stahl?
Yeah, where's the follow-up when he said that women were treated brutally and raped? My understanding is some horrific things happen like this, this, and this, and this. Were you present for any of that? I mean, there are other ways of following that up. If he says they starved me, the question could be instead, what was that starvation like? Was it long-term, short-term? What were you given to eat? I mean, there are questions there that can be asked without saying, are you sure they weren't just really hungry themselves? Come on, Leslie. Seriously? And, of course, it continues.
I feel bad for you that you were manipulated by Fox News and people like Tucker Carlson, these f***holes.
Every single person that has vandalized a Tesla has done more politically than your vote ever has.
Destruction of property is a perfectly viable source of protest.
Yeah, destruction of property, perfectly logical, viable way of protesting. It doesn't care if the property doesn't belong to the people you're protesting. The fact is, it's there, it's a symbol, and God, it's not my money anyway. Well, they caught another one of these Tesla takedown guys this past weekend. He had keyed a Nazi symbol, the swastika, into the side of somebody's Tesla, and the Tesla owner caught up with him.
Give you some free service. You
free
know,
service? I mean, how about you pay for the repairs? Write a check. You just bought a Tesla.
I can wipe it off
no,
with a towel.
No,
it's not.
No,
heat.
It is a hate crime, sir.
It was a crayon.
It is a hate crime. Did you write a swastika on there?
I'm sorry you're upset.
Did you write a swastika?
It didn't even work. Apparently it doesn't work.
Did you write a swastika on the... It's a key, sir. We see it on the video.
It's not a key.
Is it a swastika?
I was probably putting my keys in my pocket.
Is it a swastika?
Have you looked at your car? Is there a key mark?
Is it a swastika?
That's impossible.
It's at the police right now. It's being fingerprinted.
What do you mean it's being fingerprinted?
Because they're trying to track you down. Thankfully, Facebook tracked you down.
I said, I'm sorry.
For what?
And I apologize.
For what?
I have nothing against your car, and I have nothing against you.
So why would you write a swastika on a Tesla?
Obviously, I have something against Elon Musk, but that's not the way
Elon
to
Musk
show my...
So Elon Musk owns that car? Because
no,
it was
he
bought
owns
and
the
paid
company.
For, it was so it was bought and paid for a long time
that's
ago.
That's why it's misguided, and obviously, I did not intend to do this.
Oh, so what?
It's called vandalism, you
idiot. Yeah, so what? Guess what? You're going to be charged. And if it's more serious vandalization, Pam Bondi will be visiting sometime real soon. Expect a minimum of 5 years in that case, maximum of 20. They're going for 20 each time. And they should. This is just the jerkiest behavior I've seen in my entire life. 8:43, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Situation on the Beltway just got worse. The outer loop wreck before Security Boulevard. Apparently now somebody has decided they had some injuries, they needed some attention. So now we have the fire department and a medic unit there, and they're blocking the right lane. We were just onto the shoulder, but now they're there. So now the center lane and the left-hand lane are open. Tail end of this backup is all the way back to Park Heights Avenue. So that's four exits at least coming south from Reisterstown Road, five if you take in Park Heights Avenue, and you're coming down to I-70 and Security Boulevard. Long delays. And again, once you get south of the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, you need to be to the center and the left-hand side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it is going to be cloudy today, 59, with winds increasing this afternoon into overnight, and some rain might be moving in tonight, 50. And then tomorrow, warm front with rain, possible thunderstorms, and a high of 80. So here we go again.
Yeah.
Roller coaster ride. Right now, cloudy and 44 in Annapolis. It is 39 in Pikesville. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
All right. This is a good nature story. And a small dog in Australia has somehow survived 18 months in the wild. She ran off while her owners were camping on Kangaroo Island near Adelaide back in November of 2023. They're still trying to catch her. How difficult could it be? But she should be headed home soon. Here is one of the team, Jared, talking about trying to capture and rescue this pup who's been able to fend for herself for a year and a half.
Fantastic news off the bat. We have seen her. We've managed to narrow down the search area to one specific point where we can feed Valerie. We've got cameras in place. We can monitor her. She's looking really healthy. And from here on forward, it's just little steps, and we'll continue to work away to get her more comfortable.
Yeah, so it's just a year and a half. They're still trying to track down this pup, but we'll keep you updated and let you know when she is successfully returned home. So just a note on the GOP circular firing squad, which, you know, they just never learn their lesson. Earlier this morning, we talked about how they just have completely ignored mail-in ballots from ineligible addresses, yeah, locations, et cetera, and nobody seems to care. Nobody in the Trump administration, in the RNC, of course, any of the rhinos in Wisconsin. Now we have this little dust-up, this kerfuffle between Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna and eight members of the GOP, including Tim Burchett, on whether or not parents, first-time parents serving in Congress, should be allowed to vote by proxy, meaning remotely.
Right, yeah.
Okay? That was a big hue and cry over that during the Nancy Pelosi House. Republicans completely opposed that, and the House Freedom Caucus said, no, we're not going to support that. Well, she left. She quit.
Yep.
Okay? That's number one. Number two, they then were able to vote. Nine of these Republicans voted with the Democrats over this rule, which then suspended, I guess, the activity for that day. So go to the microphone, goes Speaker Johnson, saying, well, that's it. She cooked us for the rest of the week. We can't do anything. We can't pass legislation to rein in judicial activist judges. We can't put the SAVE Act on the floor. We can't do blah, 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 intimating that it was Ana Paulina Luna and these other Republicans that basically said, that's it. We're done for the week until after the Easter recess. And there's a lot that needs to be done.
Yeah. Well, they could not take an Easter recess. That'd be a clue.
Well, here's the thing. Speaker Johnson's playing fast and loose with the truth on this one as well. So once again, we have people putting their own agenda first. May I remind you, Congresswoman, and I do like her, Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna and Speaker Johnson, it's not about you. It's about the American people who sent Donald Trump to Washington to enforce and enact the Trump agenda. It's, you want to do a parents' bill on proxy voting? Do it after the tax bill and the reconciliation bill, and you've reined in these judges. And the most important thing, that is not the most important thing, and I'm a pro-family guy, but listen, you knew the deal when you ran for Congress, when you got elected to Congress, and you're serving in Congress. Now you want to change the rules. Now you want to change the deal. So I'm sorry. I think that she's wrong on this. I think Speaker Johnson is wrong on tabling the rest of the activity for the week. And this is why Republicans lose and get tattooed at midterm elections.
Yeah, because we're all individuals, don't you know?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I just think it's selfish action by Congress. And I'm really disappointed in Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna. I know her heart's in a good place, but she's got to think what's in the big picture here right now. I mean, this is now with Wisconsin, we've lost the Supreme Court. Well, we didn't lose it because the liberals held it.
Yeah.
But they can redistrict, they can gerrymander, we could lose two seats in Wisconsin. It's already razor thin. So now already everything is midterm elections now, and we need to get this economic package out to the American people ASAP.
Soon. You know, it should be done by July 4, where the early estimates, what Gingrich has been saying all along, get it passed by July 4. The people have to begin to feel the benefits of this continuing tax package by the midterms, or the GOP will lose the House. You get it through, get it done, let people feel the benefits, you might actually gain a seat or two. And so she's screwing up the whole agenda here.
And for Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna, she's in the military. Why is she being so sensitive? She quits the House Freedom Caucus, and she gets a band of other Republicans to upend, and she is upending the Trump agenda right now.
Yeah.
And Speaker Johnson, I'm not giving him a pass on this either. You should have found a way. Should have found a way to make sure that you kept Congress in as long as they needed to keep in.
Yeah.
I don't care if they have to work all the way through Holy Thursday.
Well, actually, I don't care if they come back the day after Easter.
Yeah.
If I can give them one day off, they're going to take 2 weeks off? What the hell?
That's absurd.
No, don't take time off.
Well, the excuse is they got to go home and see the members of their district.
Fine.
How often
pass
does that
the legislation
happen?
First, sport.
Yeah.
Or fly home for a 4-day weekend, but then get back to work, for heaven's sakes.
It's just incredible. It really is. And we watch this happen time and time again when it comes to the Republicans. They will snatch defeat from the jaws of victory just about every time. And we just need more MAGA warriors in Congress. We just don't have enough.
No.
We got a bunch of these uniparty swamp donkeys that they're part of the problem. And we see a lot of them are in the Senate. Some of them are in the House. And now we've got these factions that are basically causing this kind of disruption. If we don't get the Trump package through soon, we're going to end up losing the midterm elections, and then it's going to be everything will be stalled or thwarted. Impeachment will reign its rear its ugly head again. And how do you think that's going to stand for the future? Not only Trump is done, unless of course there is something to this third term stuff, which I don't believe there is. But there is a constitutional path, believe it or not. And then J.D. Vance or whoever ends up being the nominee in 28 is also going to be damaged goods as well. These guys never think ahead. The Democrats are always one step ahead of them. The only reason why Trump's in office because it's Trump. It's 8:52. Sorry.
You're kind of head up.
Sorry for that rant. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
The Rob Carson Show. Noon to 3 on WCBM. Hey guys, it's Carson. Wednesday on the show, federal employees returning to work after years of sitting at home are finding rats and no toilet paper. Plus, that MS-13 gang leader in Virginia they busted was hiding at his mom's house, and she says he's a good boy. A monster only a mother could love.
Oh, you're right. And when you're right, you're right. And you're always right.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:52. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Andrew Langer in for Kim Klasick. Kim Klasick live right after the 9 o'clock news. Sean has taken a moment to splash some cold water in his face. The steam is no longer coming out of his ears.
I mean, how many times do we have to see this? It's deja vu.
Oh, yeah.
All over again. Like Yogi Berra used to say.
One of my favorites of his was, nobody goes here anymore. It's too crowded.
That's right.
8:53. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Speaking of crowded.
Yeah.
The Beltway. I have some good news for you. The wreck on the outer loop right before Security Boulevard, completely gone. Everybody's gone. The medic units, fire department, state police, all gone. So we're just really now starting to recover there. Tail end of the backup is still back to 795. Loosening up a little bit at Liberty Road, probably a half an hour or so. We may be, barring any new problems, getting a lot better, at least on the west side. There's still some slowing. It'll be there for a while. Normal delays moving south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it's going to be cloudy today, 59. Some winds will increase overnight, low 50. And then tomorrow, scattered showers, possible rain and thunderstorms. Warm front, 80, our expected high. Right now, it is 39 in Owings Mills, 41 in Columbia. And you're up to date here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. The Inspector General, and this is the many reasons why I've advocated that there be a forensic audit of all spending anything in Maryland, but specifically when it comes to where the money's going for education, you know, Blueprint for the Future, Kerwin, you name it. Now in Baltimore County, there seems to be a little bit, and I don't know what it is about Baltimore County school superintendents, but it's they're like, they just they can't seem to find one that can just get the job done and can follow the rules. The latest kerfuffle involves Dr. Miriam Rogers, the Baltimore County superintendent, appears to be in violation of her employment contract. And we find out on the terms of her contract, which was signed by July of 2024, she was supposed to be residing in Baltimore County. Because after all, they really want the Baltimore County school superintendent to be living in Baltimore County. Well, the IG's investigation released yesterday found that Dr. Rogers appears to be in violation of her contract by not residing in Baltimore County. Instead, this is a woman who earns nearly $332,000 a year. She lives in PG County. Amy Adams with the Baltimore County Parent Student Coalition reacts.
It doesn't seem like it needs to be an issue, except that it is in her contract, and there was a clear time frame laid out, moving expenses provided, but we're beyond that window, so where was the breakdown? And if somebody at the highest level of administration in the school system can't follow procedure and policy, why should anybody else?
Is there anyone to wonder why our schools aren't performing the way they should when we've got people like this? Look, I'm just my theory. My theory is you got this really nice, you know, package, $332,000, and you got moving expenses. Well, maybe I just pocket the moving expenses,
sure,
and I just live in PG. Who's going to know the difference?
You'll know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this inspector general,
you should do what the delegates in Annapolis do, and that's you get an apartment here and you pretend. Basically, these guys who don't live in their own district. Oh, yeah, I have a residence there.
Well, there's another piece of damning evidence. Apparently, her utility bills that she's paying are in Prince George's County.
Whoopsie.
I think that's actually more concerning. I think that I would hope that our legal department is on the up and up and doing everything by the book and by the law.
So in an email to Fox 45's Project Baltimore, the school system is pushing back, contradicting the IG's report, stating, quote, Superintendent Dr. Rogers is a resident of Baltimore County. Her driver's license, voter's registration, and other personal documents reflect this address. Documents provided to the Office of Inspector General for Education indicate that she completed her move to the county in September 2024, and the Board of Education leadership was made aware of the timeline of her move, blah, 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 blah. So, well, somebody's not telling the truth here, folks. Okay? So, and it's a pretty easy game, all right? Somebody's not telling. Either she did move and has the documentation and can prove it, and the Inspector General is wrong, or the Inspector General is right, and she did not move, and she's in violation of her employment contract. Yeah. Should be a simple fix to this.
Yeah, it should be, but it won't be. But yes, it certainly should be. All right.
So I'm wondering how much that happens, where people actually pocket the moving expenses and don't move.
Yeah, well, you know, look, if Chuck weren't living in Arbutus right now, we'd know about it, wouldn't we?
Exactly. Yeah. Or in Irvington.
Yeah, he's been in multiple houses.
Back to the old neighborhood, as they say. All right, so that's just too crazy. All right, remember, Liberation Day is today. 4 o'clock ceremony, Rose Garden. We'll discuss it all tomorrow.
Yeah.
What are the tariffs? Who are the tariffs on? How it is going to impact our economy as we move forward? So all of that coming up in about 8 hours or so from now, as President Trump is going to announce Liberation Day with a reciprocal tariffs on countries that have been playing unfair for decades.
I hope that on some site, the Trump administration puts down the tariffs that these countries are currently charging us. Because, I mean, that's important to know when you find out that, like, one of our closest, quote, friends, Canada, has more than a 250% tariff on our chickens. I mean, all this kind of stuff. We should know this.
Yeah, and it's time for them to pay up.
Exactly. Hey, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. And for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with with excellence and dedication, and now they are proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure that your home is being equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. We're breaking out of winter weather. You've had that taken care of, but what about your air conditioning, man? It's going to get warm sometime real soon. You're going to need it. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, 410-876-9404 online, timkylecompany.com.
See you tomorrow. God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.